Were you still in
Kenny
lead?
Go. He took off as you all exit the bar.
Yeah.
I guess, well, technically, I probably would have been last to come out of the door because I was first to go in.
Okay. Well, we'll put the box in the
Well,
front.
Would you have not normally go first?
I think I would, actually.
I tend to defer to melee types to go through
the
door.
Well, it doesn't matter. After everybody goes out. So you all just go out the door and you're out in the street.
Oh, I'm going out the window.
Yeah, is this... Okay, I don't know.
Is this a watch?
This happens as you go, everybody's on the street.
Okay. This one's you, right?
Yes.
Okay, so let me put blues in front of you so I can...
Is it Mary and Carrie and Quite Contrary?
How does that garden grow?
We didn't do anything to piss off the thieves, did we?
Oh, it doesn't matter, does it? We're prettier than they are, or, you know.
We're definitely taller than they are.
Okay, who...
That's,
Is he coming with us?
No, I... Well,
is he
I
with
know.
Us?
Who?
No, they stayed in the room.
Okay.
They're going to give you time to clear out.
Who is?
The,
Warwick.
Warwick and Carrie?
Mary.
Whoever. Well, that's good. Well, at least we know it's not them ambushing us, or if it is, they'll be shooting us in the back.
I was going to say, we don't know that yet. When we find the arrow coming out of our backside.
But what we need to do is make sure we all get out of the door at the end and then close it.
Okay. As you're all in the street, all of a sudden, each of you feel a bolt stab into your side.
Ow.
Great.
All of us?
All of you.
Simultaneously?
Simultaneously. You're all surprised, so they get +2 to hit.
It's at least 5.
And you will take...
Through chainmail armor?
Yep. 7 damage.
Ow.
You can record mine for me.
I got it over here.
I have 2, so he's doing you. He's doing you this 10.
Oh.
I'm doing you.
Do you have my... Is that my new sheet? I guess so.
Level 7
my new
is.
Initial.
Yeah, there's no clothes
yes.
on.
Cool. You're funny.
Looking.
And you are all stunned.
I'm stunned in the base.
One turn.
Stunned?
Stunned. Now, what does stunned do again?
Stunned means you have no action.
Oh.
So it's a...
Not even a minor?
Not even a minor.
What? Don't sit on the chair.
Can I whimper?
Let alone an adult.
There's a chair over there.
There's some very accurate archers out here.
Yep. You see... 3 hobgoblins dressed in black
clothes. Those are the assassins. They've been tracking us all over creation.
They come bouncing down from the top of that. They both, all of them.
Top of what?
Top of that building right there.
This one?
No, the big one. Yes. They all reared up over the top of the building. They each have a hand crossbow in their hands. They all shot at you, and each of them hit one of you. The crossbow bolts are coated with a poison, which stuns you for one turn and then dazes you for another.
Wasn't there more than 3 of us?
There were 5 of you.
Okay.
They got 2 attacks.
Ah. And they're doing this in broad daylight in the city.
Yep.
Wow.
People are a little irritated with you guys.
Well, people.
Yeah.
People are
so they will use a move action to get down, and then they will use a move action to move to the 3 closest people, which looks like it's...
See, if we had a hill giant, he wouldn't have even been affected by this poison. He would have shook it off and just gone next.
Bimini.
Yeah.
And then.
You've got a hobgoblin in hand to hand.
That's lovely.
23. One of them wraps a garrote.
Garrett.
A garrote. Around Terrell.
Garrett is a gable, isn't it?
And hits. That is 24 points of damage.
Depends upon where you're from.
Bimini. A garrote gets wrapped around you, but somehow he wraps your spear up in it, so it does no effect.
Incompetent hobgoblin bastard.
Language.
Oh, sorry. Incompetent hobgoblin bozo. Or it could be that I've got a chainmail shirt on now and it's got a collar.
We'll go with that if you like.
Yeah, I like that better. So it makes the pang of losing armor
cost. You also will take 24 damage.
See,
if it matters, I'm bloodied.
If you just wore chainmail. You got less armor class, but...
You are indeed bloodied.
It's like when I got shot in the throat at Lawton and went about that net.
So then, you were stunned the remainder of this turn, so we skip down through. What, Ben?
Oh, I prefer your little rack so I can see who's coming up next.
No, Ben.
Who's playing over here?
We could put it up if you want.
We did. I love seeing the order.
Now, you guys get to go. You are dazed this round. The poison is wearing off.
Can we save from this?
No, it's like the wears off at the end of this round. So you're stunned one round, you're dazed the next, and then it's gone.
So what's the effect this round?
Dazed.
So Stack, at the start of his turn, will take 24 more damage.
Okay. Is he the only one garroted?
He is the only one currently garroted. No, Torel is too.
How do you? Is there a save from that?
Save ends.
Save ends?
Okay. Yep.
24 damage per round until you save?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's not 24. Mm-hmm. That's the initial attack.
Thank you.
I was going to say.
Because I'm down to 2.
Yeah, because after the initial choking, you're just cutting off the air.
Yep, it's 10 ongoing.
Crap.
Yeah, who goes? What order are we going in? I can't see the thing.
Well, that's because he doesn't have it up.
We don't know.
We don't know.
Well, I meant between us.
I go first. That's all I know.
I know Stack goes first. That's all we know.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. See? Wouldn't it be easier to have it up?
Hush.
See, because if I could go first, I could do my saving throw thingy on you before you took the hit, and then you wouldn't take it.
Okay. So you just have to do negative for damage.
How'd you roll on initiative?
So you get your days, so that means you have one standard action this turn, or you get a standard action point and have 2 standard actions. You will automatically try to save at the end of your turn against the wire choking you.
Where's this guy at?
They're standing right next to you.
Quick draw swords.
Okay.
You may I guess that's only I can do, really.
No. It's quick draw that you draw weapons as part of an attack.
And doesn't it modify its initiative?
Yes, you get some modifier for initiative.
So that would increase your initiative from
it's
where it is
already.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yes, the lady in front.
If I use Tabaktu to charge this guy, would it push him back?
Yeah, well, you can bull rush him. The garrote is actually wrapped around and then kinked.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he doesn't have to hold it. It's just done.
Okay.
He just has to dig a
so it's not like he's being held or anything. Okay.
No. You want to make sure your first attack you use with him is an encounter or a daily or something because he gets to re-roll that one.
Yeah.
His first attack and his first saving throw of the day.
Yeah.
Or the encounter, he gets to re-roll. Or roll twice and take the better one. So.
And he does everything better when he's enraged.
I need sticks on. Somebody want a stick?
We have a glove.
I have to use
23
your action.
22. Those hit versus AC.
I'm planning on using
23
mine.
23 and 22. Yes.
Well, I also would have.
Use your action point?
No, not my action point, but Miner's Quarry.
Right. That actually takes a minor action.
Oh, okay.
So you have to use it
next turn.
Yeah. Anyway, he takes...
Number 4.
Takes 20.
Number 4 will take 20 damage.
That's pretty good, man.
He does not like that.
Randy,
number
4 around.
Goes next. He is going to...
Oh, wait a minute. Do I get to save?
Yeah, it's after
save.
No, of course not.
Damocles.
Okay, so the save means that you've dug it out?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay. You don't have to spend a miner or whatever to do it?
No. It's just automatic part of your turn.
Okay.
So number 4 will jab at you twice with some daggers that he pulls out from nowhere. And...
What did he hit those in?
Wait, how can we pull out daggers from nowhere?
Just a thing, Randy?
Because
I don't know if you were here. No, you weren't here when we killed that assassin that gave you those swords.
You missed with 2 of them. Your struggles to pull the rope away from your neck magically dodge them, use yourself out of the way.
That guy was using them as daggers. They can change to be whatever type of one-handed weapon that you
5
need, a bladed weapon.
Well, 5 is
do
on
the
same thing on Bimini and get a 27. That is a hit. And he gets another attack, a 16, which is going to miss. Bimini will take 18 damage.
Jesus. How much I got left?
Let's see. 31.
Oh, okay.
You're not bloodied yet.
Woohoo!
And number 7 will lunge forward at the Avenger. The same thing and miss. And hit with a 29.
18 I want to use
damage on Torreo.
That's a melee attack, right?
That is a melee attack.
I'm going to use my Resonant Escape.
Which is a reaction or an interrupt.
It's a
interrupt. I should have used my cloak.
Okay.
You're so smart.
Chung, the first attack, or the second attack, stabs at you and would have hit you, but you teleport out of the way.
Go.
3, right?
Yeah.
That teleports him out of the garret, too, doesn't it?
No.
I'm going to go that way.
Save.
That's not my turn, it's his turn.
So my question when you get done, I hadn't used those before. Does it both of them hit 3 additional?
Right, if both of them hit, it does 3 additional damage.
Okay, if I didn't hit it.
Okay, so that's 3 more?
Yes.
So he's dead?
Number no. 4.
Number 4. I, this first time I'd used the Helios Blades, I didn't realize that they...
Are you bloody? You're not bloody?
No, he's not. He only needs 3 more, though, to be
bloody.
How
much health do you have, Toro?
Right now, 34.
Damn, you're not much better.
No, I'm 2 above bloodied right now. That's why I use that interrupt.
Well, I'll be slapping some heels liberally.
Well, plus, I'm about to take 10 more.
It is Terrell's turn.
Okay, so I take 10, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so now I'm bloodied.
Might want to be using the second winds this next time.
Let's see.
So you're still dazed, but you only have 1 action.
Okay, then I'm going to use...
Or you can spend this action point.
I want to do... I'm going to use Renewing Strike, which is a range 10.
Okay.
Need to.
And it lets me spend a healing surge.
Correct. Who are you going to hit?
I am going to Oath my boy here.
Number 7?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. Number 7. And 16 plus 8.
Hit.
No. That is 16 damage.
Okay.
And I recover a surge. Now this, I assume this is just old. It says spend this healing surge and recover 13. That just hasn't
old.
Kept up with my...
Right, whatever's at the top.
Yeah.
How much is that?
19 is my surge.
Okay. Next turn.
Oh, and I need to save,
right? Save.
13.
There you go.
This row.
Okay, so who is... You're no longer bloodied?
Actually, I'm not right now.
You are bloodied?
Oh, yeah.
You are...
Up and down, up and down.
Bloodied or not?
No, I'm not.
He's...
Okay, so
I'm the only one who's bloodied. I've lost 40.
He needs it because... The two of them need it because they're still garroted. They're taking 10 around in addition or whatever.
Okay, so should I heal Bruce?
Right,
I'm the only
Terrell,
one.
Did you save?
He did.
Yes. And the stack did not.
Right.
Correct.
Okay.
I am not. I don't use those. That's for them to use.
Oh, I know you used to.
What does being weakened do?
Half damage.
Are they using those in this game?
They have them. They're not currently using
them. Are you
going to
heal Wendy? What should I do, Wendy?
You should.
I use that demon.
Because that means I'm not going to do any damage. She won't be doing damage or not.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be giving him another saving throw to try and prevent the garret. There's
okay.
Cords right there.
All right, I'm going to do Healer's Mercy on myself, because it's a close burst life. Randy, get a healing surge. Spend a healing surge.
Okay. 16, 17.
Get the roll for that, or is that...
Nope.
Cool.
Standard action.
Sweet.
It's nice to have somebody else that can heal.
It's an encounter, and it's only bloodied allies. I can't do it to anybody who's... That's why I sang, are you bloodied?
Yeah.
I'm no longer bloodied.
Sweet. Okay, that is what action?
That was a standard action.
Cool. That's all you got, unless you use your extra.
You lift me up in the air.
Okay, I'm going to spend an action point and summon my blade.
Foom. A mystical blade appears in midair.
Ooh, cool.
And now I'm done.
Tabuktu.
Jeez, everybody was
before me. Yeah,
I suck.
Yeah.
Bottom
and
of the pack.
We've told you this before.
He's going to move up to four.
I'm going
to
reserve my
movement
until
an
after the first
hog call.
And
do,
this, I think, so I can move ahead of all.
Mace Tail's Rage. That's 27 versus AC.
You get to roll again.
Might get a critical. No.
Okay. 27 is definitely going to hit.
12 points of damage. He gets knocked prone. Whenever I hit, I gain 5 temporary hit points.
Okay. He has 5 temporary hit points.
Sweet.
Bimini, it is your turn, sir.
I'm going to go ahead and burn my thingy, my coin thing. Are there any of those assassins, are there any two of them that are standing close together?
Everyone is one apart from each other. There's an empty square in between each one.
Okay, summon my flail and put it between the one that's facing me and whatever the next one is.
Okay. You're in the middle, so you can go either left or right.
Do you want to go next to the one that's on the ground?
I'd say go the other way.
Well, he would get combat advantage against the one that's on the ground.
Oh, yeah.
But it's also got two people on it already.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, put it on the other one.
Okay.
And
minor action, your flail flies out of your hand, lands between them, starts floating there.
Cool.
Waiting your orders,
sir. It gets its attack, right?
That is a minor action, so you would have to use...
I thought the minor action was for it to summon it and it attack.
No.
Oh,
it's a minor action for each.
So then, he has two. If he's spending his action point, he has two standards, right?
Okay. Or two minors.
Yeah, you just burned one of them to summon the at.
And use my other minor to give Randy a saving throw.
Okay. Try to save before you're garroted again.
Yeah.
Well, it was worth a chance.
Nine times, I know.
Stack. You take 10 damage.
Woo-hoo!
Sorry.
It's kind of cool.
Are you bloodied again?
Yes.
Son of a...
Well, yeah, this time I've got more action so we can heal you.
You have a full range of actions.
Also, you have a health potion.
No, I got several of them.
But it's hard to drink a health potion when you got a wire clenched
exactly.
Around your throat. It kind of shuts off the whole...
Let's see.
Heal from here up.
Well, that's where all the damage is, so...
There's empty space up there.
Except for the sword sticking out of his gizzard.
Now you've got combat advantage against the...
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm going to go ahead and attack him twice.
Sweet. Number four?
Yeah.
Does that give... Is the mace doing or the flail doing?
29?
No, that's because he's on the ground. I knocked him over.
Oh, ooh, good job.
21, that missed.
I need somebody...
One always misses.
Flail to hit
somebody. Oh, and I did...
Quarried him?
Yeah.
Okay. So how much would that be total?
14. Well, no. Yeah.
And now you have to save...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something other than a 9. Not 2. How's that?
It is different than a 9, though.
I rolled 2 9s and a 2.
Well,
damn it, Scott.
But look at it. Yeah, Scott laughed at me. And you're the one that always rolls good.
Number 7.
That's the one I'll make.
He will ignore you and charge Bimini.
Now, does Bimini's flail get to interrupt?
Bimini's flail would get an opportunity attack. Yes.
Oh, cool.
Oh, wait a minute. Eight. How far away is Bimini?
From the flail?
No. How far away is the assassin from Bimini?
One square.
One square?
Yeah.
Then he will shift that way.
Oh!
So you will not get an opportunity attack.
Sorry, he would have missed.
Then he will jab you. Again, weapons appear from out of nowhere. Hit you once for 18 damage.
Interrupt, and no he didn't. I teleport.
Okay.
You teleport 3.
4 away from, I think it's 4. Yeah, as far away from the bad guys as I can get on the other side of our group if I can.
1, 2, 3, 4.
And then he stabs midair.
Should have used that the first time.
Number 5. Who is around number 5?
He's got stack and a flail.
Don't you get a t-shirt that does that?
The flail is in an adjacent...
That
square.
I transferred the enchantment
stack
off.
Stack is one step away.
Onto a
shirt. Two is two steps away.
Okay,
and
then he is
white
going
beater.
To
a white beater.
Use his a shift of light
Start
and darkness work. And shift behind stack so that 4 and him are on opposite sides.
But I thought that you did not get combat give combat advantages
to
your partner.
He is going to delay his action until 4 stands up.
Ah!
And then he will get combat advantage. He will miss stack with one attack and miss it with the other. He rolled a natural one. Look, it says natural one. Sweet.
That's handy.
So number four will stand up. This is after number four stands up, actually. Okay. And he will do the same thing, trying to get the... Oh, that one hit. Combat advantage, 18 damage. And oh, that one hit again, another 18 damage.
Are you down?
Yes.
Burrell.
Yes.
If I get to go.
My turn?
Your turn, sir.
Outstanding.
Wait, just a second. Yes. Immediate interrupt. Any enemy within 10 squares of the blade hits an ally.
That would be true.
So that
you can
would be
teleport
against,
your thing to that.
Against number four.
That's okay. Not yours.
You're right. That's not mine. Mine is the bat.
You can teleport up to 5 squares.
That's less than 5.
And attack number four.
Woohoo!
Natural 20.
18 damage.
Smack it. Four bloody dead.
Nope.
Oh, Lord.
Their name changes to red when they're bloody. How cool. Torrell, you're interrupted your turn for an interrupt.
Okay.
You may now do your turn.
I want to use the Demon Heart.
Okay.
On number 7.
I love the Demon Heart.
Go ahead.
17 versus Wisdom. Or a 17 versus Wisdom.
He defies your ability to control his mind.
All right.
You have a move and a minor.
Let's see. Did that.
I love the Demon Heart.
What's on your action? What's M versus MI?
M. Yeah. M is a move action. MI is a minor action.
Or melee. M could be melee. Where are you looking at?
No, it's under action.
Action.
So that's
move and a minor.
Yeah, I'm going to use aspect of agility. And shift up behind number 7.
You may do so.
And that will give me... wait a minute.
You can actually just move. You don't need to burn it.
I was going to say, because it's not going to... Since I've already used my attack, it's not going to do me any good.
Well, no. You might draw fire from somebody else.
Well, but it gives me a +2 on AC. And that would be until my next turn, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, so I'm going to use that. Move up here on 7.
He shifts up there in a bob and weave kind of pattern.
And that gives me a +2 to AC and reflex until the end of my next turn.
Dude. You're not bloody, am
I? No.
No. You are still 3 points above bloody.
Woohoo! This getting hit thing.
Visra.
Okay, I'm going to
don't point
use
at
Avenging
Visra
Light.
The assassins don't have anything against
on
them.
Number 4, if I can.
Oh.
They weren't there.
25 versus 42.
That will definitely hit.
That's 11 damage. I'm sorry, make that 14 damage because he has a bloodied ally next to him.
14 damage to number 4.
Is he bloodied?
He has a dead ally next to him.
He is bloodied. Standard action. What else are you doing?
I'm going to summon.
You only have one summon at a time.
The symbol of hope?
Oh, that's a different summon.
So evidently you can do two.
Evidently I can. Okay, so unoccupied square within 10 squares, any ally within 5 squares with the symbol gains +2 to saving throws. I'm going to center it on Randy. I'm sorry, next to Randy. So what's a good symbol of hope? Let's do
peace sign.
I was going to do a smiley face, but a peace sign works.
That's what they Obama. Hope you change
it. Sabaktu.
Yes, we can make those saving throws.
Sabaktu.
Did you see the thing about the his picture of the state senate?
Mm-hmm.
He keeps disappearing off the wall.
Really?
Can I? There's no way to mark this guy to get his attention, is there?
No, barbarians don't mark. If you hit him really strong, he might...
Right, I'm going to try to blood strike. Which is 25 versus AC.
Hit.
Okay, so that's actually 25 damage. Because he's blood, it's 19, but if he or I am bloodied, then I add 6 damage.
Are you raging?
Yes, I am.
That's another plus 1.
Okay. So that's 26 damage.
Right.
I would have gotten it eventually.
That's your standard action. You have a move and a minor.
Don't really.
How much health you got left, Randy?
-12.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed
How
something. Can
got?
I go 40 back? Something.
43, okay.
There's an immediate interrupt. An adjacent enemy is bloodied. So when he got bloodied, could I have made a basic attack? I mean, I should have been able to make a basic attack.
Sure. Go ahead.
That's be 26 versus AC.
Yep.
9 damage. 10 damage.
Okay.
Sorry.
Bloody.
Bimini.
That was against 4.
That was against 4.
Sweet.
Give Randy an infusion. Which is your surge plus how much now with my level?
5, 3.
It's on his sheet.
Sure it is.
It's an encounter power. Healing infusion.
Healing infusion. One target in burst 5, surge plus 5.
Cool. There you go, Randy.
Cool, thank you.
How much is that?
21 for me.
Okay, and can I give him the surge off of the armor since it's a free action?
It's not a free action.
It's not?
Mm-mm.
Is it a minor action?
Check on the sheet.
Where am I looking now?
It'd be under dailies, I think.
Daily. You have healing spur, healing reserve. Dancing weapon and life tap dart, healing infusion, shielding cube, lightning sphere, gale force, and swift mender.
Under daily, it's something I get from my chainmail armor. So
thundering armor, magic weapon, static shocks.
Those are the.
You have your spear and your repeating crossbow.
Yeah, it's still. I'm pretty sure it's a minor action.
Okay.
And yeah, so you have to do it on your turn.
Right. Well, this is my turn, isn't it?
Oh, it is your turn. So, yes, you could spend a minor action.
Okay, yeah, I'll spend a minor action and give him that infusion to, or that.
See, now, that is just a surge. That is not a bonus surge.
Right, and that's one of my surges, right?
Correct. You have to spend one of your surges.
Okay, and then there you go.
Okay.
But I get my bonus for this, having the spear, because
so
part of the enchantment is the bonus is to heal, right?
Does he get Bimini's surge level?
Bimini's surge? No, it's... Bimini spends the
surge.
Okay.
He gets a surge value plus 1 because he has a healing spear.
Plus 1.
Okay. So you have 7 surges now.
Okay.
That's 16?
Plus 1. Because my surge is 16.
Okay, because Temple's is 17. That's why I was asking what do you.
Yeah.
Which
mine
surge
would be
you
better?
Get?
Which one of the hobgoblins is the most.
Damage?
4.
Is number 4.
The one.
Is my,
the only one dead.
Who's my flail next to?
7.
7.
And no one's hit him?
No one has hit the
flail. I've hit him, but he's not bloodied yet.
Towards the only one bloodied.
And the flail's adjacent to who?
7.
Just 7?
The one that... does the flail give combat advantage to Tyrell? And vice versa?
Yes.
Okay, I'll have the flail attack number 7 then. If nothing else, it'll pull it. Maybe pull a guy off.
Hit the button.
16.
So that's 26.
Yeah, damage?
13. That ought to get his
making
attention.
Making all that noise.
That's me rolling dice.
But how did it make that girl sound?
Stack your turn. You make 10.
Okay.
You're still choking today.
Yes, I know. Well, for my standard, I'm going to do a second wind. And then use two of the miners, see if I can get the damage right off my deck.
That save is automatic.
Oh, is it?
Yep, you don't have to use any actions for it, you just get one shot. That just at the end of your turn, so you still have a move and a minor
You could pull a potion, drink it, or stand
because you're prone.
Right, I need to stand up. That's my
move.
So
that's your move. So you still have a minor left. You have quick draw, so you could drink a potion, actually.
I don't need to know.
Well, no, okay. I'm just saying. It's your quick draw.
I just want to have one in reserve in case I failed it once. I could try it again. That was what my whole thinking was.
Oh, right. No, you only get one save per turn.
Okay. Yeah. Wish me luck then.
Good luck.
Yeah.
7 will go after the Terrell who is attacking him.
Well,
and
not so well.
Hit. And missed. 18 damage to Terrell. A jagged blade cuts your chest wide open.
Howdy.
Number 5 will shift up to Visra.
They're shifty bastards.
And miss. And hit. Visra, you will take 18 damage from a blade that he pulls from a sheath on his belt.
Okay, hang on just a second.
It is jagged. The blade is blackened.
Immediate reaction, close burst 5. I'm hit by a creature in range. Target takes 3 damage, and I push it 2 squares. Do you have
Big
Brother
over here?
25?
No.
Yeah, well, apparently Big Brother's sleeping.
Yes.
Are you doing better over there now, Randy?
Yeah. Well,
are you tracking our hit points for us?
Yes, he is.
To make sure we don't cheat.
I have the ability. I might as well use it.
I agree. You just tell me what I have, then. I'll stick with whatever you got. 43. Okay.
Next turn, number 4.
He's surrounded.
He is surrounded. He is going to...
die. He's going to die.
Number 4 is not liking this. He is going to shift as a move action away towards Terrell, and then move behind Terrell.
Wait,
well, that's a long shift.
He is going to shift 4 squares away from Tabaktu and stack.
He's got to go through a...
He's going to go
shift 1 square diagonally to the left.
Uh-huh.
And then 3 squares that way. Right.
I'm sorry.
Well, that's probably an ability of his.
It is an ability of his.
Were you trying to get into base-to-base contact with...
Yes, then he is going to do a full move, which is 8 squares, around behind Terrell.
Okay.
So whatever it takes to get him there without taking an opportunity attack.
If you had caltrops behind you.
Why would I put him behind me?
Then he is going to spend an action point and stab Terrell in the back.
That's only a big rat.
Okay, so I still have a plus 2 AC, right?
Correct.
Okay.
And one of them missed.
So it's even now.
But the other one hit.
Okay.
Okay, wait.
A blade stabs into your kidney. You're down to 7
health. Blade stabs at that guy.
Your what?
Blade stabs at him.
What?
Blade of Vengeance.
You've already used an immediate interrupt. It hasn't rolled back around to your turn. You only get one immediate action for the entire length.
No, this is an immediate interrupt. This one,
immediate
the other
action.
One was an immediate reaction.
But did they say immediate? Did Everybody
I,
gets one immediate action for the entire
if
course
I
of round.
Son of a...
Then I wouldn't have used the other one.
Okay.
Now you know.
Now I know.
Terrell,
what?
You just saw this guy come sliding down the road, slide in behind you, jab a knife in your kidneys, another one goes over your left shoulder, barely missing your ear.
You gotta wonder how what they thought they were stabbing at over your left ear.
They were going for a lock of his hair.
Trophy.
I'm gonna use Avenging Echo. On
echo,
number
echo,
7.
Echo.
Okay. Is that a ranged attack?
No. It's a melee.
Go ahead.
14 plus 9 versus AC.
Hit.
18.
Hit.
That's 13 damage, and any enemy that ends its turn adjacent to me or attacks me takes 5 radiant damage.
Okay. Visra.
I'm going to spend my action point.
At this point.
To spend a healing surge. Or a second wind, rather.
Okay. That will give you how much?
That gives me 19. So 26 total?
Yes. Visra.
Have we world clicked yet?
Second.
Are we still in the same?
Still the same.
Same one. You can't world quick yet.
Stack is the world quick.
Okay.
So on Stack's turn, it grows back. I'm going to have to buy a spool of wire.
I might still have a minor action, don't I?
Yes, you haven't used a minor action.
Okay.
Are you still building the sandwich over there?
I kind of am.
Okay, go ahead.
You can take for this, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
The pastrami.
There's no banana peppers on this. I ordered banana peppers.
No, I need to do it before my attack. Never mind.
You sure not?
This
no,
or that?
No, I don't. No.
Okay, so number four is still alive.
Yes.
If I don't
I'm going to attempt to do something on his head. That's 17 plus 9. Versus Will. That is actually 13 damage because there's a bloodied ally and a burst 1 of 10.
Okay. He is not looking good.
This says
number four has got
an ally within 10 squares makes an attack roll against your opponent.
So that's
your
standard
enemy.
This round? You have a move and a minor?
The ally can roll a second attack roll.
Is this accurate?
She might. She's an invoker. She might have a second chance at that.
This healing surge to a second wind is a minor?
If I was Spur, I could do it.
Yes, she's a dwarf. It's a minor action.
Okay.
But Bimini could do it too. You already wasted that one.
I know.
You're a bloody, by the way.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Says Big Brother.
Yes, I have it down that I have 25 hit points, but I'm used to.
You're used to having more. You're
having a lot more than that.
What are your hit points, Randy?
Okay, I think I will spend
44, but there must be 34.
The second wind.
26.
Jeez, it.
25.
Well, no, now I am at 40.
Oh. What did you do?
I spent a healing surge.
How much
wind.
Is it?
15.
I have to add in his negatives. There's no heal. There's just negative damage, which is odd.
Well, technically, it is healing. Negative
I mean, this
damage.
Is a nice program, but I definitely would not have made some of this user interface the way it is.
Damn that user interface.
I hate
the neguies.
Well, there's no way to heal anybody. All you can do is add negative damage.
Okay, make sure you wash your face.
It doesn't have any display of people's defenses. I have to click somebody's to pull up their little sheet. To see their defenses, and I would have put their defenses right here, so that when you're rolling, I don't have to click a hobgoblin to see what his defenses are to see if you hit or not.
Oh, I see. Is this on your phone?
It's not optimized.
No.
Laptop. It's on laptop.
He could probably
have you
it
done
on his phone.
This room?
I believe so.
You need an iPad with that on there.
I do. Tabaktu.
Tabaktu.
Except this wouldn't run on an iPad. It would run on an HP Slate though.
Really?
No.
Would you like me to try to get number seven's attention?
That or four, yeah. Kill four.
I can't get the four.
Okay. Since you are raging, you could burn your other rage and do a rage strike, which does a hellish amount of damage.
Sweet.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to use it on four.
Yeah, exactly.
I would use it on seven.
All right.
There you go.
Because you'll come to advantage on seven.
You wish you would, yeah. Well, now
so
there's somebody in the way.
When I... What?
There's... like a weapon or something there hanging out behind seven?
That would be
you would have to
playoff.
Be in that spot.
Yeah, that's
to get combat advantage.
Now, it says... what was it? Rage Strike. Spend an unused rage power. Now, I have Mace Tail's Rage
right.
going.
Right.
Would I spend Crimson Hurricane?
Yes. And Mace Tail would keep going.
Okay. All right. Well, I will go and engage number seven.
Okay. The Goliath thunders up this thing, his axe in hand.
16 plus 11?
That would be a big hit.
Okay, that would be 34 points of damage.
Sweet.
Cleaved in half?
No, bloody. He is bloody. Would it be in the Tabaktu's turn?
That was a move. That was a...
And the chips.
I have a minor left.
Get the chips on the side of the sandwich.
Candy Graham for Tabaktu. Candy Graham for Tabaktu.
Do you pickle to go with that sandwich?
No, that's all right. I'm done.
Bimini.
Bobbity.
Bimini? Is there anybody next to me?
No, you teleported away.
Is anybody bloodied?
Yes.
So Terrell is bloodied, and... Terrell is bloodied.
And Visser is bloodied.
No, you did a surge. Right. Surge.
Give Terrell a healing infusion. So that's your surge plus 5.
Sweet.
16?
It's minus 19. 19 plus 5.
You have a hell of a surge.
Yes, I do. It's 24.
That's what she said. Are you bloodied still?
No.
Minor action, my flail will swing at number 7.
50.
Go ahead.
15.
Sweet.
So that is plus 10, so 25.
Hit.
13 points of damage.
Okay, number 7 is a little more bloody than he was.
Sweet.
Is number 4 still on his feet?
Yes.
Yep. Yes, he's on
so
my
you
ass.
Still, you have a standard left.
Right, life tap darting.
Go ahead.
15.
Sweet.
Plus hit. 8 against Will, I believe.
Did you write this program to roll high numbers?
No. It's rolling. Completely random.
It's rolling better than I
normally
gets
a 20.
See, hit.
You go, dun, dun, dun.
I don't know. How much does
yes,
my life tap dart do?
Life tap dart.
To Dalen. It gives 10 points.
It is. See, hit one ally in 10 gains 10 hit points. Temporary hit points.
All right.
And how much damage
is it? Damage is 17.
17. Is he dead?
He is not dead, but he is weaving and bobbing. In fact, he looks like he would probably be dazed.
Cool. And who's the most hurt?
I have 50.
Oh.
Hey,
you.
I got
44.
Right?
Well, it's out of
65. But I'm fixing to lose 10.
Actually,
you
are.
As soon as you're, yeah, actually, you're probably the worst.
You have 31 left.
31.
I'll have 34 as soon as
oh,
you're
really?
Done.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, well, I didn't realize that. But nobody's fighting me.
Well, nobody's fighting you.
Give it to Randy, and that way it'll cancel out his dark thing, or his strangle thing. Randy, you got 10 temp.
Well, I'm fixing to lose it, so I'll write down.
Right. Well, you said daily, hoping to take that guy out.
Yeah.
So you get 10, 10, and you lose them to the Garrote.
There you
it's
go.
It's your turn. We have world clicked. Everybody has another immediate action.
I might not be able to make the saving throw for you, but
what are you trying to say there?
I'm just letting you know.
Wait.
Okay, I slide up to number 5.
Shoom. The Ranger sidesteps to the right.
Okay, remember you have plus 2 to all of your saves because you're within the range of the hope symbol.
Okay.
The lightning sparking off his blades.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Dennis.
He rubs them together. That would be cool.
You need to heal me for 4 points.
I will do so.
Because the I had the backpack or the bedrobe thing going at the beginning of the fight.
So you have 35 now?
Yep. Because I had that 4 temporary hit point thing
going.
Okay. Jaws of the Wolf on number 5.
They're not that expensive.
Ooh, bringing out the big guns. Number 5 is taking almost no damage.
I know.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you're the...
23
hits.
And 31.
Oh, definitely hits.
21.
Oh, 21. Yeah, mostly hits.
It hits. What is that?
It hits, but it's close.
Okay.
What's a mostly hit?
That's 57.
Wow.
Dang.
57 that is,
damage.
That's
awesome.
Bam.
Bloody?
No.
It's like Tombuctu damage.
No, not bloody.
That's,
that's all I've got is 57. He takes like a...
Well, you gotta figure these guys can take a hit if they're attacking us in broad daylight in the middle of a town.
Yes, people are screaming and running.
Anybody
from
the watch?
No. They're shouting for the watch.
Is there any...
But it's only been...
Yes!
12 seconds.
Next one, 20, and he saves.
Good job.
Do I wrap around his neck?
Yeah. We need to save these things. They're pretty good.
You shove one of those swords in your throat. Whack! Flip that wire right off.
As good as he is,
good
with the
lightning. Extra damage lightning, do they?
No. Number 5. Oh, he is done not liking you at all. He is going to jab you back. Razored edge.
I got plus 2.
And that makes that one miss. Sweet. And that one misses. You are ducking.
Actually, I actually had plus 4. No, because mine had gone off, because I had done...
it typically, they will not stack, unless it's a specific power.
Yeah. But it had gone off whenever I came.
Number 4 is Daze. He has one action. He is going to jab at
Terrell
and hit.
And immediate interrupt.
I don't know.
You knew that was coming.
I love when she does that.
What'd you roll?
20 versus reflex.
Hit! That first jab.
10 damage.
Would have almost hit Terrell, but a sword appears next to him whoop, and kills him.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, Cephal, yes. Immediate interrupt.
It's embarrassing to die to something that goes poop.
Okay, you have your quarry back.
Isn't that what a mortar says?
Well, that's what it says when it's leaving, not when it hits.
Oh.
So Torrell, it rolls around to you.
Woo-hoo! Can you shift one square
you saw
that
you
way?
I can.
And that way you can get combat advantage right. Against number 7?
I will indeed.
You were just about to take 36 points of damage, and all of a sudden the sword Woo! Comes out of nowhere.
Save my behind. Alright, since I need to get rid of this
guy.
You
see the hobgoblin thinking there's a thought balloon above his head, and he's going, boop.
I'm going to use Deflecting Thunder. This way he either won't attack me or he'll die.
7.
Did you ever
accidentally
drink from
yes.
the wrong bottle?
No. You'll do it once.
Not more than
after
once.
After that, you learn real quick.
18 versus AC?
Yes.
There's not much chance.
21 versus AC?
Yes.
All right, that is Deflecting Thunder, 13 points of damage. Until the end of your next turn, the next melee or ranged attack against you instead targets an enemy adjacent to you.
Which means...
He missed with a 19.
What?
He missed with a 19.
Yes.
Plus 2 for combat advantage.
But I hit him with my second roll.
Oh, okay.
I hit him.
Oh, yes, the plus 2 would have hit, sorry.
It's either way, it's not a critical.
Okay. That's all you're doing?
Yes.
Unless you're waiting more.
No. I'm just waiting for him to hit me so I can take the damage. Because you know he won't.
Oh, I did that out of order.
Huh?
Oh, I did it. I highlighted them out of order. 5 and 7 didn't actually get to go.
Ooh, too bad.
So they will go now.
No.
5 will attack Stack and stab him once and once.
He did go.
He just didn't
hit him.
Yeah. Remember? Because he was mad at Stack.
This is my fault. I didn't click next on these.
Yeah, just not very good.
So now we're right again. Viscera.
Oh, so 7 already did go?
Yes.
Okay. Then I went, right?
Right.
So his next attack...
All those modern conveniences.
His next attack,
if he attacks
if
me.
If he hit, yes.
It's a good thing we're paying attention.
Viscera.
Nobody
is currently bloodied except for 7.
Which really doesn't do me any good.
Is 4 still alive?
No. 4 is dead. Working on 7. 5 is took 57, but is not bloody.
All right, I'm just going to do Avenging Light.
How far apart are 5 and 7?
20.
Two squares.
That would be 19 damage.
Yes. On number who?
Number 7.
There's like 7, then square, then 5.
Yes.
No. Anything special about it?
Yeah, but they're diagonal, but yes.
No.
So I could like target the square in between them and hit them with an area effect.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Tabaktu.
Only, I hope.
All minor enemies only.
Okay.
Because they're little robots.
Because otherwise you get to me 7. Too.
They're little robots. They know what they're doing. Even if I don't.
He is bloodied and he is starting to look glassy-eyed.
Now, what causes that?
Probably a hematoma. Subdermal hematoma.
Okay, so I'm going to... No, I can't do that.
I used to watch ER.
Pretty much...
Emergency.
No, it's not a tumor.
Not a tumor.
To do one.
Roy Gage. Or no, Roy Dis...
Roy
DeSoto and...
What Gage is first name?
Last three.
John Gage.
Yeah, John Gage. That was always a good
last
bar.
Last three bet. Is a 3x3 square that has to be next to me?
One edge of it has to touch one of your edges, or a corner of it has to touch one of your corners.
Okay, so I'm going to howl with fury.
Roar!
Versus AC?
Is that target enemies only?
That doesn't sound like an invoker, that thing. That's more like a
yes.
shame.
Okay.
That
yeah, you can get both of them.
Barbarian.
Yeah.
Okay, so
unless
that's...
you worship a wolf
so
guard.
I get plus 2 to the damage that I do because I am currently raging, or plus 1?
It
is
one
barbarian, she's playing the
okay,
box.
So that's 13.
Oh.
13 to 7.
That would explain it, though.
Because I was thinking, isn't that Scott's?
Number 5 takes 6.
All right. I wish she had been an invoker.
Number 7 is now bloodied, or number 5 is now bloodied.
Had a whole holy war going.
Whole group of cordites, huh?
Is Tabaktu done?
Standard.
The Goliath turns to both of them and screams mightily.
Okay.
Almost a force-like blow hammers into the two opponents.
That wasn't very much of a wolf howl, but I'm
Bimini!
It's not a...
Bobbity.
I think it is.
It's not wolf howl, it's howl fury.
No, I think it's a wolf howl.
Alright, Bimini.
Okay, who's needing healing? Anybody?
Let's see, you have 35.
I got 44.
I have 50.
Nobody's bloodied.
What about Tabaktu?
Nobody is bloodied. Tabaktu has taken 7 damage.
Well, hey, then I'll be...
He's not going to tell you again.
Doing some smacking. Minor action flail on number 7 again.
16.
So, 26.
Hit on who?
Number 7. Same one I've been hitting. 13 points of damage.
Is that with a flail?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, he is not liking you at all. We world click the stack.
No, I'm not done. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was a minor action.
That's just the bread of the sandwich.
Okay. You got your bread made. Get some Miracle Whip on that bad boy.
My new
Hellman's, man.
Daily Storm Gale.
Gale Force Infusion.
Yeah. Does that knock prone or just knock back?
I would refer you to your assistant.
It's my newest daily.
Let's see. Which one?
Gale Force something or other.
Infusion.
Gale Force Infusion. It is a standard action. Burst 2 in 10.
Yeah.
Target gains plus 4 AC, attack enemies in burst, and slide 2.
So you slide them 2 squares.
Just, no, I don't care about moving them. Okay, I'll hit.
You can slide them together.
It's 11 points of damage, 19 on a critical. It's a plus 8 versus... ref.
Against what?
Ref.
Reflex.
Ref.
Which that's probably what these guys are good at.
Would you like to make a dungeoneering check?
Would that be insight?
No. It's a dungeoneering.
My dungeoneering sucks, but okay, I'll try.
I use Arcana for magical monsters. Dungeoneering.
18.
Ah.
There you go.
22.
Which one are we doing here? Dungeoneering?
Yep.
Dungeoneering is a 4, so a 22.
You know that reflex would probably be the hardest defense you could possibly hit on these guys.
I figured they're assassins.
In fact, you would think AC would be their easiest defense.
Really?
Which is your magic weapon.
They're...
What is the lightning?
Dancing weapon. See, lightning sphere is 4.
Is it?
It's 8 four? Plus 8. Yeah, you get a plus 8 versus fortitude.
Huh. Okay, we'll use the... The lightning, then.
Lightning sphere. Throw a lightning sphere in the middle of them. Roll twice, please.
10.
18 versus fort.
Versus fort.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Fort is actually the weakest. That actually hits just barely.
Okay, and that's 10 damage.
11.
And that's a 19 on the other one.
So 10 on both of them.
Yep.
7 drops to the ground.
Yay.
Good job.
And the target grants combat advantage until the end of your next turn.
To everybody.
Cool.
So number 5. Everybody gets a plus 2 then, right?
Yep. So number 5 goes. Are you done making your sandwich?
I don't know. I've got a move left.
No, that's what I say to Demon.
Anybody needs any healing or any...
I'm good right now.
Okay, yeah, you can go.
Number 5, what have I not used?
Don't let him get away.
He is going to use a minor to put on a burst of speed, which grants him plus 4 speed.
Fucker.
It is an encounter power. It is now expended. He is going...
Can I use this and hit him before he leaves?
We get opportunity attacks on him, don't we?
He's only in base-to-base with Randy.
That's why I was wondering if I got to do it.
No, it'd be an opportunity attack. He wouldn't have to spend anything for it. And then he is going to run very, very fast towards me.
I suppose you got one of those Tanglefoot bads.
So he is going to get a...
Okay, so we've got...
Randy gets a shot at him.
He is not liking that at all. Instead, he is going to... he's going to shift one to avoid that opportunity attack, and then he will move
towards Brett.
Towards Brett, and that he will have shift one and then a movement of 12 towards Brett.
L shape around the building?
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yes.
5, 6, 7, 8.
I suppose I could use my movement I didn't use in the last one to chase after.
That is the extent of his action. Torrell.
I'm running.
Are you running?
I'm running my whole move.
Okay. Well, if you run, that's plus 2 to your movement.
Okay.
But then you grant combat advantage.
To whom?
To whoever.
Whoever wants to
There's
attack
no one
you.
There. He's the only target.
Okay, so...
How close does that put you to him, though?
Okay, if you run...
What's your move?
Your movement
your
is
move?
Six, so if you...
Six.
Is
so
it six?
If you run one spin one movement, you can run eight.
Five, six...
Okay.
Plus
seven,
two
eight.
Would be
two. Plus two is eight.
Right. So
then
you have a standard
one,
and a minor
two,
left.
Three, four.
And can I turn them into a move?
Yes. You can turn the standard into a move, not the minor.
And crash into it. Do I attack on it?
Yeah.
And if you want to do a bull rush...
I'll do that.
Bull rushing. Okay.
Do I need to roll for that?
Yes.
Just a basic attack, unless you have a power that says you can use it at the end of an
no.
attack.
Two.
That would be a miss.
Can you?
I don't suppose you oath them.
Oh, do this. Make one move. Mm-hmm. Minor action to oath him, because you'll be within range.
Exactly.
And okay. then do the bull rush, and you'll
okay.
get two rolls, so you get another roll on him.
I'll do that. Stop that.
Maybe it's up to you.
Should
That's
I be helping?
Yes,
please.
So you doubled it.
It's going to take a while. Okay.
Okay,
I have a question.
Randy's Garrett roll.
Divine Guidance does
here.
Not work for me, only an ally, correct?
We've been using it for you. Oh, no, not Divine Guidance, your oath thing. No, Divine Guidance is an ally.
Okay.
Okay, but if you can come around the corner and shoot him, then if you miss, he can Divine Guidance you.
Right.
Yep. Next we have Visra, the Hobgoblin. Shifts away from his contact with Stack and Hall's
bouquet.
Butt.
Five.
Bouquet.
John Big Bouquet.
What would physically happen on a miss on a bull rush? Does that mean I miss?
You just stumble before you get there.
Okay.
Oh, come on, Nipple. You gotta smile for that one. You hadn't heard that in a long time.
I know.
I need to get that one on.
Okay, that's that will put me in range for 10.
Uh huh.
Four.
For shooting him with Sunstrike?
Go ahead.
Sunstroke.
Yeah, give him that.
That's not going to hit.
Total?
Not enough.
17 versus Reflex.
Miss. He has 26 Reflex. Visra steps around the corner. A beam of light blows down from the heavens above and strikes the square next to the fleeing assassin. Tabaktu!
Run, charge,
Round
bull
three.
Rush.
Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. And two, three, four, five, six. He's seven away. Can I bull rush?
You cannot, because if you miss, then you would have to stop on Terrell.
I could diagonal one.
And diagonal back. How many squares is that?
One, two, three, four, five, six.
Okay.
So.
Go ahead.
Goat head.
Go ahead, make his day.
Goat head.
I guess I'll look here. 21 versus AC?
Hit.
12 damage?
Sweet.
Bimini.
Move me at a full run, 7 towards the guy. How close does that put me to the guy?
9.
Okay. Then do a... we have somebody of ours next to him, right?
Yes.
Two of yours.
Two of ours?
Mm-hmm.
Then do Thundering Armor on him. Oh, wait. I need something bigger than that. Well, that's against Fort. Is
yes.
it Thundering Armor against
yes,
Fort?
Yes.
Okay. Thundering Armor.
Magic weapon is against AC, which is his weakest.
Well, Fort was his weakest.
Fort is his weakest. I misread it.
Oh.
15.
Plus
8.
Hit.
23.
That's 10 points of damage.
And I want to push him one back towards us.
You can't push it. It pushes away.
Then I will decline to
Who
push.
Who are you? If you put it on Tabaktu,
yeah, that's what I did.
I'll let you push him into
a wall?
A window of the tavern.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Will he go into the tavern?
He'll have to make a saving throw to see if he goes through the window, but yes. If he fails the saving throw, he will.
But do we
oh,
want to do that?
Oh, going to be so pissed at us.
That's going to be a hard... Can we chase him like that if he's slipping through the tavern and everything? Would he take damage for going through the glass?
If he goes through it, sure.
How damaged is this guy?
But if
he's bloody, that's all I know.
If he's contained inside the building, he ain't like he's running away if he's inside that building. Right?
He's certainly not going to outrun us distance
in the building. Around.
Everybody else is standing right there next to the window, too, right?
Well, I'm like two of us are. 4 steps away from the front door to the place, so if he goes in...
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I'll do that. Try and push him through the window.
There's one of them over here.
A 6. He goes through the window.
Sweet.
He will take a little bit of damage from that. Glass shards cut him up. Probably he goes crashing into the room.
All the way, or I mean,
yes, he's inside the room. He went through the window.
Everybody goes.
This
nuts.
Isn't actually this.
Of course, I just took him out of sight of everybody. But
yeah, well, not by much.
Next turn, Stack. You hear a crashing of glass from around the corner.
I run to the doorway. It's less than my move.
I'll shout what I did. I knocked him in, back into the inn through the window.
5. What's your move?
6.
6. You can be in the door.
Well, move to the front of the door. It's a minor to open it.
Okay.
And you'd have a move. Or a standard after that, whatever you want to
say. If I open the door, so opens up, can I see him?
You cannot, but you see everybody in the tavern, the ones that are not hiding behind everything, looking back towards a room, a door, that would be pretty much the same door that you have there, just on the first floor.
Okay.
So I can knock him into a storeroom.
Right.
Right.
Cool. So you would be, the door would be open, you would be standing there. And you see the door there that's closed. And everybody's looking at that door.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, you could reserve and wait for him to come to in his gizzard.
So if you want to delay...
Or you could move up
you
there.
You need to tell me what you're going to delay on. So basically you can say, I'm going to delay my standard action until I see him and then shoot him.
Could he move to that
quick
door?
Quick draw means I can...
Quick draw means that you've used a move and a minor, so you would have to drop your swords and quick draw your bow.
But I still have a standard action left.
Yes, you would be able to quick draw the bow.
That's what I do, and I'm going to stand there. And if he peeks out, heads this way.
Bat, bat, bat. I don't suppose he landed in a big bag of flour, did he? And he comes out all white and disheveled.
White and red.
Yeah.
And he's like, he knows bad things are coming in that way. So he is going to move to the door, minor action to open it. And at that point, your trigger would go off, and you would get your immediate action.
Boy, he's going to regret that.
That one there is not bad, though.
You can give him your thing.
True.
Would you?
Yes.
Okay. Let me roll one of those, then. Oh, yeah. 24 and 18 versus AC.
24 hits. 18 does not.
Okay, yeah.
Well, it's a good thing you gave him that reroll.
Yep.
Well, wait a minute. First one...
Oh, was an 18. Well, the first one was bad, and then he re-rolled it. Got the 24, and the second one was the 18. Yeah.
So
one hit.
Well, but...
The 16.
Does he get to re-roll one, or would he get to re-roll both? Okay, first time he rolled a 3, so he re-rolled that one and got the 16. What was your other roll?
10.
And what's that give you?
18, which he missed.
And that misses? So both of them missed. Does he get to re-roll both, since it's... That's his turn.
No, he only rerolls one attack.
His attack is actually two attacks.
So it's 2 attack rolls. So your reroll only works on one of them.
One of them, That's cool.
Oh, hang on. Plus 3 to that.
So
4?
No, 3.
No, what's it 4?
Because.
Hunter's Privilege.
Cool.
That's what, 19?
He gets hit. He... your immediate rip in. He is going to flip 2 daggers into your ear. How far away is that? So is it minus 2?
Long way.
So it's more than 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9,
10. 10. That's exactly the max range he has. So he's going to roll a natural 1 on the first one. The second one be 26 minus 2 is a 24. It's going to hit your AC, so you'll take 18 damage.
That's a good dagger.
Do those daggers disappear after they hit?
You've noticed some of them have. Some of them have not.
Cool. So we'll have magic daggers after this.
The ranger staggers back bloodied.
Is he bloodied?
He just got hit with a dagger. He wouldn't stagger.
Yes, he is bloodied. Well, the first thing I'm going to do then...
Fire the way the delay works.
Fire it up. Corey, that would have hurt me. We'll do two fang. Only got one of them, so 17.
Is he dead?
He dies.
Yay!
He staggers out the door, stumbles forward, throws two daggers towards Stack. One sticks in the door frame next to him, one itself inside of Stack. Stack returns fire with two arrows. One catches the hobgoblin assassin in the eye.
Right,
he falls to the ground bonelessly.
Yeah, we need to take scalps or ears or whatever.
You need to
take their head.
Count I'll take anything. Split them all between us.
People are going...
Okay, is Warwick not coming down the stairs? Forget what's going on.
You haven't seen him yet.
Loot these bodies before the crowd gets
together. Yeah, before the
together,
watch right. get here, too.
Well, loot the bodies, or are we taking trophies?
Both. Trophies, yeah, everything.
Are
trophies,
as in
stuff.
Ears?
Or whatever. No,
scalping,
we need, do they have, tattoos?
Yeah, they do not have tattoos. But each one of them has a long femur bone from some humanoid, possibly human. They are carved with notches, and they are also carved with little symbols that you're not familiar with, just abstract designs.
Take them.
You might arcana one of them.
I'll arcana.
Just to make sure.
Can I just pile up the bodies and all their stuff, and I arcana everything in one go?
No.
12.
So, plus 11 is 23.
Just to see what's magical so we can take it for further study later.
Ooh.
I can do the same thing.
One of them are wearing gloves. They look like ordinary leather gloves, except they're dyed black. They give off a spark of magic. In a belt pouch in each one of them, you find a long stick that Bimini recognizes as a smoke stick. You basically slam one end of it against something hard, and you get a big smoke that fills a burst.
About a bomb.
I was thinking a cigarette, okay.
Other than the daggers that they are carrying, one of them is highly ornate. Grab the belt pouches, and that will pretty much take all the goods that they have.
Okay, that's what we did.
Do we hang out and wait for the watch?
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be several minutes before the watch shows up, because this fight only took, 30 seconds tops?
Yeah.
I want to go up the stairs, bang on the door.
Okay. It actually swings open as you hit it.
Nobody's there.
The window is open.
You know what I think happened?
Set us up. A leather.
Oh,
sweet.
It's got wax on it.
I think.
Did you use
Shook
my special wax?
Was keeping
for this?
These assassins
no,
from attacking us in town.
One of them is carrying a wax sealed letter.
Okay.
One of the assassins.
Mm-hmm. The one that was wearing the gloves.
In case you do manage to defeat these assassins, I just wanted you to know it wasn't personal. They just paid very well for me to set you up for them, and I do so enjoy money. The other things I will have told you in our meeting are true. Do what you will with it. My task is done with having delivered it. I don't believe you shall ever see me again. Distant shores are calling, as it were, so I wish you the best in your endeavors. As a final gift to you, as a sign of respect for your abilities, you might wish to question one of the council in regards to the cause of our first meeting. My loyalty to my kind prevents me from saying more. Mm. Fare thee well.
Duh.
Norbar. Lanafel Warwick. Norbar. If I had known that, I would have made fun of him.
That's probably why he's as tough as he is. You grow up with a name like Norbar, you're going to be either a badass or beat up.
And he searched far and wide to find the hardest font in the world to read.
It's handwritten.
No, that's a font, honey.
It's to imply that they
did
know...
Did you really put a wax seal on that?
I did.
He did.
Dork. he's a bigger geek than we are.
Just keeping the production values rolling.
All right. Did he have a signet ring thing on it?
Okay, while you wait for the watch in the tavern.
With the bodies piled up.
Bartender.
Oh.
So he doesn't bitch about the window.
Oh.
We were jumped in the street. I'm sorry about the window.
And the arrow.
It happens all the time.
But I paid you.
I think I'm going to just board those up.
These guys not have any cash on them?
As you wait for the watch, you go through their belt pouches.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You find 340 gold.
Nice. Somebody write that down, because our usual secretary is right
here. Here.
I'm just giving it to you.
Okay.
Oh, well, that's even better.
So between the three of us, that's...
I'm giving my share to split between the two new people. I currently have plenty of funds.
You need to split that between four, then.
Yeah.
340 gold.
Come on! Work with this.
A jeweled dagger one of them is carrying. It looks more like a trophy than a functional weapon. It is probably worth maybe 100, 150 gold in the right market. Or you can keep it as a trophy of your own. As you look at the sticks, one of them has 68 notches in it.
Damn.
One has 18 and one has 19.
Ah, there was one leader and then two assistants. Which one was the one with the gloves? Was he the last guy we killed?
No, he was actually one of the first ones.
Hey. Number four. Huh. Wasn't
you cheated us here, pal.
What?
But reds are 50, right?
Yes.
100, 200,
250. Sorry.
Gotta watch him every freaking second.
Every freaking time.
You want to make an arcana check on the gloves while we wait?
Yes, I will.
12.
So 23.
23.
Huh? How much did you pay the guy?
I gave him 10.
These are.
I was gonna say if that's
assassin gloves. They have a flavor text. As you hold your hands in a certain fashion, a weapon crafted from magic appears.
Get them started.
Ready to deal with your target in a ghostly stream of fashion.
Oh, really? So they're like quick draw gloves?
They are hand slot items. As a minor action, you can modify the appearance and color of the gloves from anything from rough worn, fingerless gloves that might befit a peasant to thin leather gloves of gold enamel that would look best on a noble's hands.
Hmm. Cool.
As a free action, you may summon a dagger, a throwing spike, or a shuriken. Okay. Effect, the weapon summon lasts for 6 seconds or for as long as it's held in the hand of the gloves, up to a maximum of 5 minutes, at which time it vanishes. They also grant +2 to athletics checks made for climbing purposes.
We could use those on the island.
I should use those. How many times did I fall?
What I was just thinking.
Randy doesn't. Well, no, you fell the second time, didn't you? Yeah, you didn't need that.
So basically, we let an assassin have a way to pull weapons out of nowhere so he can enter places.
Right.
I'm not saying that the Hobgoblin had these made for him, but he ended up with them. Because obviously a Hobgoblin doesn't really need to go to fancy balls or anything.
I don't know.
The weapons summoned or not
what
magical
weapons
in any
do you
fashion.
Use? Do you use daggers?
Warhammer.
I guess the Warhammer is pretty much the exact opposite of a dagger user, huh?
Warhammer, throwing hammer for Visra, and...
Do we have anybody that uses daggers as a regular thing?
No, we do not.
Aren't there some of these daggers magic, you said?
No, I just said some of them disappear after they're used. Which are the ones that the guy was using.
Gloves.
Yeah, if it's jeweled, it might be something worth selling rather than...
Yes.
Right, one of them is ornate. I mean, there's no magic to it. It's just.
I wouldn't mind just having a plain old dagger, but obviously I don't have a specialty or anything with it.
Well, it's a.
But if it's worth money, so. Yeah.
And everybody can use a dagger. It's a,
right.
a common thing.
Yeah, simple weapon.
But don't we all carry one, though? Or?
Yeah, you would be assumed to have one.
Okay.
I mean, not necessarily a fighting dagger, but, you know, just a utensil.
Here is money for you and money for Tabaktu.
Cool. Always use money.
I gave up my share to you guys.
How much money?
Watch Patrol shows up.
Also.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what was that last?
We all kicked in extra for you.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thank March you for patrol saving me how many
exactly.
points of damage.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, and the three of us are freaking
rich
at the moment.
We're floating in it, so.
Yeah, this is what Tabaktu has.
Good God.
He's got more than I did.
Well, that's
then.
A lot of ones, though, too.
No, but there's two blacks in here.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. Well, I got 3,200, so it's like I can spare some.
Of course, I'm looking at buying a house. I'm a man of means.
I'm just a mean man.
So we need to sell the daggers to anybody know a good fence?
There's
a nice
daggers.
One back over here.
Maybe a gold or two.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then we just hand them out, the nice ones, somebody. So you guys wanted to exchange your old crappy common daggers we have for these cool black enamel blade ones?
Sure.
I think so. We got 9
of them. So we look like SS ones?
Sure.
We could make it. We could use them as like a for our whole group here. We got about that with all
little pouches.
So there are no markings on these guys giving us layman's knowledge of their tribe.
No, they're not.
So do we believe they are not tribe connected?
You might assume that. You just don't have enough knowledge of hobgoblins.
Okay. When the guard shows up,
mm-hmm.
what was that guy's name? Derek or
Driscoll?
Driscoll.
Yep.
Ask one of them that we need him personally because the hobgoblins.
Okay. They seem kind of resigned once they see it's you.
Yeah.
It's them again. Okay. I will send a runner for Driscoll and we will start cleaning up your mess.
Well, don't clean up the bodies until he gets here.
Hey, we want him to they don't know that we had a run-in with hobgoblins before. They think this is probably part of the current situation.
No, but you're involved. Every time there's a whole mass of bodies somewhere, it seems like you're involved.
And so, the guard would probably think it's the hobgoblins trying to take out the most effective combat team in the town.
We could start that anyway.
Yeah. Let's start. Have Dash start that rumor.
That's right.
We'll have Dash start that rumor around town. That can only help our pay scale.
All righty. A couple of minutes pass. Anybody wants refreshments from the bar? They're available. We can make you a couple of roast beef sandwiches if you like.
I'm in.
What level of bar is this? I want to make sure it's roast beef I'm eating.
You might want to go with the fish.
Okay, yeah. That's okay.
The
I'll
magically maintained fish.
Yeah.
Well, these are just regular fish. They don't get the good ones here.
I'll wait until I'm back on board the airship.
I mean, fresh fish are available. They're just not magically preserved. There is an ocean, you know, like 100 yards away.
They're just sushi.
Oh, and that's what the non... fished for out at sea are the ones that Eliza's family.
Alyssa probably fished some of these up.
Probably. She's simple.
Fresh off the taco boat, huh?
These bones were something they were carrying, and they just, it was their lipstick case thing they were marking, right?
It's possible.
All right. So there's no other markings on these beings.
Nope.
No ponytails I can cut off. I'm taking an ear off.
Well, he said they had, like, sigil things marked on it, so it's probably, like, an identification.
That's what I want to show to Bob. That's what I want to show the sergeant when he gets here, too. Yeah.
Where?
I mean, we're not letting go of them, but I don't know.
That's a restaurant.
Oh, so where did you
go? We ought to carry that standard thing that the temple made for us, and we can hang our trophies from it.
Shop?
All right.
That way, you know, we're carrying it around with us.
Some ears on there?
Yeah, put some ears and some siddly stuff.
So, before the watch showed up, did you guys take trophies?
Well, we took the bones. We took all the loot off of them. I'm not cutting bodies up yet.
Okay.
We're going to wait for him.
We're just going to look at him first.
Several minutes pass, maybe 10 or 15 before Driscoll runners up. He's got a couple of watch in tow. Looks like assassins.
I show him the
guys.
He's good.
Did you guys?
We got them all.
Make somebody really mad?
Apparently.
We've made many.
I would think that maybe the hobgoblins outside have heard of our exploits and are trying to take care of us ahead of time.
Uh huh. Did they have goose sticks on them?
Yes. Yep. We'll show them to them.
That's a master. You don't see those too many.
See them a lot less now.
So, are these guys tied to a specific tribe, or are they just free
roaming? They are tied to a specific tribe, but they do not carry markings.
So there's no way for us to know?
No, because sometimes they infiltrate other tribes.
Oh.
And as you go up in respect in the tribe, you get your markings, so that way they can slip in as, you know, captured
hobgoblins
or whatever. And...
we got
do whatever they need to do.
We're in the inn.
I must say I'm surprised you were able to defeat three of them. Although, as he looks at the other two sticks, two of them were still young. But taking down a master is something to be respected.
Is there any way to know which one was the master?
Four.
You'd know.
Okay.
I mean, you'd know which stick came
That wasn't the one that ran off.
No.
All right.
That was the one with the gloves, probably.
Right,
the ornate dagger.
Right.
Okay.
Well,
I'm taking an ear off each of them.
Okay. The stick itself is a really
good
trophy.
Yeah.
But if you would like to, go ahead.
Don't do this where the kids can see.
No, there's no kids in the bar now, are there? I mean, that boy...
But we have piled the bodies up out on the street.
Right.
So...
No, the street is pretty much empty.
They all left.
I'll talk to the innkeeper and try to find out how much damage was done. He going to be reimbursed for the damage?
Randy already paid.
Your
friend took care of it.
Stack took care of it.
Although if you want to...
Is any more than these sticks advantageous to us in dealing with other hobgoblins? Any other symbols, anything else that would benefit us?
Since there are no markings on them, any body parts are going to have limited value.
Okay.
But especially the master stick will go a long way.
Is there any way to properly display this right. So that the hobgoblins will...
Just in sight, wear it through a bell, carry a standard, put it on
a standard.
Will
it affect the city standard if we hang stuff like that from it?
No.
Okay.
It's not magical or anyway.
Okay. Well, it does have a magical effect.
But not the
stick. No,
not
the stick. Not the bones, no.
Okay. All right, yeah, that's what we'll do then. We'll just hang all three of them from the city standard that we carry around with us.
I'll ask the sergeant while we're there when should we have our meeting and should we move up our date?
Based on this, no. And in fact, this is surprising. This is, it could just be another sign of strangeness that they would send assassins after you.
In broad
generally,
daylight.
Assassins are more personal.
As well as trust us.
Oh, so you do have history.
Not without that one.
Well,
technically,
what do I know? I'm not part of the
technically, bones. Yeah. I mean,
the bones.
Well, technically, yeah, but technically, the hobgoblins wouldn't know that Visrud was even with you guys.
No, they wouldn't know you, but they knew us three.
Yeah, these were sent a long time ago because of when we killed the tent guys.
Right.
They weren't after us really because of the hobgoblin army. That's what we're just telling everyone, so it makes us look cool.
It was the counselor that sent these guys.
And he's the next one to deal with. I don't say that around
the
sergeant.
He's the only other ladder that we know. He was the counselor.
All right. When we have a moment alone, I want to talk to Bimini and Stack. And after reading this letter, do we take this to Garon? Or do we just...
I say we just kill the guy whenever we find him.
Wait for him one evening and do him in.
Well, now, if we do him in illegally, they have ways of telling who did stuff magically. And they're going to use every method they can on the town.
Well, right now they don't have a truth circle.
do we take this letter straight to the captain?
No, I think we just hold on to it.
Tuck it into our breast.
From an admitted enemy of the city.
You've jumped to an erroneous conclusion at some point?
Who has?
All of you?
We?
Right.
About?
The wording of the message of the thing.
Uh-huh.
Your initial response should be that the hobgoblins paid this guy to set you up. Because it says they paid very well.
Ah.
Right, the assassins.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I understand that part. That's what I took from that part.
Okay.
What I'm getting at is the...
works
initially. You might wish to question one of the council in regards to the cause of our first meeting.
That was the ambush.
Okay.
That's when we tried to.
That was my issue. Not
raid their camp.
No.
I thought you had come to the conclusion the councilman paid him to set you up with the hobgoblins.
Well, no, I knew it was the
that wasn't mine.
The hobgoblins thing because they tried to stop us at night when we were going down to the docks to fight and Mary and Carrie.
But our first meeting with Warwick was at the dock, correct?
No, first meeting with him was at the camp.
At the
when
camp.
You guys were in
when we got captured.
We got captured to camp.
And that was the alleged going after the people stealing the gold.
Yeah,
correct.
Which we thought might have been a setup all along. Could have been someone from the council all along.
Doing, and evidently it was his Eladrin buddy.
Exactly.
Whatever his name is.
That's what my point is.
Okay. Then you
have
not jumped to necessarily. Okay. I thought you were jumping to an erroneous conclusion based on something I may have given you badly.
No. I don't think
we
so.
We thought we had it worked out pretty well.
So once again, you didn't know what the heck you were talking
about. True.
Well, but
not necessarily. You may not hear.
That's right.
And even if we do, we won't now.
Okay, and...
You notice a black cat go through the doorway twice.
Something's been changed.
Deja vu.
Usually means something's been changed in the Matrix.
The guards haul the bodies away. You're allowed to take trophies if you so desire.
Get the sticks.
Got some ears. It's more impressive.
All
right, so he doesn't want to move up our plans.
No. This has no bearing on him. If you guys are willing, tomorrow morning we will do a review.
All right.
Let's do that.
What
and,
time?
And then we will say 8 o'clock.
That's fine.
A little bit after the sun comes up. And then... Tomorrow, day after tomorrow, in the early hours of the night, we will slip away if that schedule works for you.
It's excellent.
Sleep away to Dixieland.
Okie dokie.
Okay, so you now have
noodles of time.
It's still, it's early afternoon, tops.
So you have the rest of the day to kill, and tonight, and then tomorrow you will...
kill. Line them up.
All right. So if you wish to do anything special, let me know.
All right. The council members. Garon.
Yes.
He's human.
Yes.
And we find him to be trustworthy?
So far.
Okay. What was the other one?
There was Larrick.
Larrick.
Who was human. He was the racist.
The bigot.
Yeah.
You know, he's the kind of person that would just kill a hill giant out of hand just for being a hill giant.
Yep. And there's Tegan, who is in charge of shipping.
Tegan?
Tegan. T-E-A-G-O-N.
And he was what?
He's in charge of shipping. He ships up.
So he's the Aladrin.
He's Aladrin.
That means...
same as Warwick.
Elvish. Same as Warwick. He's Warwick's buddy.
Well, we don't know that.
Well, you don't know that. I know that.
How do you know that?
Because he inferred it.
And he was
because
in shipping.
Because he inferred it in his thing. His letters.
So,
he inferred it that he had contact with the council. We don't know which member.
But he said,
but
he said
specifically
one of his kind.
One of his kind.
One of his kind. Oh. Yeah, that's the only Aladdin
that's why we're jumping
council.
To that conclusion.
Because that's the only Aladdin we know.
Yeah. Literally.
Well, Pringle narrows it down. But.
We'll just start killing all of them now. Walk up to him, jab him in the eye with a cool looking dagger I got now. Who got the cool dagger? We gotta make sure that goes out.
Yeah, it's worth roughly 150 gold. Other than that, there's nothing cool. It's just
you said a few gold. 150
no,
more.
I say we sell it. I want one of the black ones.
Yeah, I want. I think
I can say there's nine of those.
Yeah.
I mean, they're very good steel and everything. They just don't have any magical properties.
Right, but still, they're cool looking dagger. Better than just the common cheap ones that we bought in the shop for a coin.
So there wasn't anything else. We had 350 gold. Now 150 for this dagger.
Guess you want to sell it.
Anybody want it?
No, unless they'd we get it, somebody who uses daggers. I don't know if we're going to do that.
Well, I say for 150 gold, we sell it. I mean, nobody actually needs a special dagger that doesn't actually do anything, so sell it, and we can give the new kids some more money.
Yeah, give it to them.
I'd say give it all to her.
Yeah, give it all to her. All right.
Or we could just give her the dagger and she can do with it what she
wants.
Well,
that's basically what we did, right?
She's a princess, so here you go.
That's up to you.
You're used to using crap like this. Miss Fancy Pants.
Shiny bubbles.
Shiny bubbles.
You know, there's actually a couple of ways we could approach this.
West and Southwest?
From above.
Bimini is human, correct?
Yes, I am. Proud of it.
And you're human?
No.
No, you two are shifters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, technically, you could take this information to Larrick, and he would turn quickly on Tegan.
I could?
Being human.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if we wanted to play it that way.
I don't want to do anything where I'm on the same side as Larrick.
You know what the old saying.
Plus, I've already threatened to kill his ass in open council.
Oh, I'm not afraid of that either.
No, but he's probably thinking in those terms. He knows I'm not his friend.
We could take this information to Garon, let him start proceedings if they want to go that way.
Yeah, I don't
I'm just
think...
looking for a way. I would like to try to use it. I want to put this guy down.
I don't think there's any way that we can do anything to him because he controls all the shipping. And that's the only thing he might
think. Yeah, he's.
But if he's dead, who takes over shipping? Who cares? I mean, honestly, but I mean, does he have a is there a next in line?
Well, no, but he's probably got enough political power and stuff.
Exactly.
If he just ends up dead, something bad's going
to
happen.
That's what I mean. I want to find a way. We either have to do it silently, kind of out of town kind of thing.
Yeah.
Or legally persecute him.
Okay. Well, I say.
Mean, I don't care.
You take the note and go tell Garon what we think and just leave it at that because we can't approach it officially. Because we really don't have anything official. We got a note from a known thief.
What is my impression of Garon and his trust in me?
He seems to be a somewhat honorable man who is feeling the pressure of what's going on and is scrambling for a way to save his town.
So this would be a back burner kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we got... Army's
given what's going on, yes, he would not be.
Well, okay. And plus the Tegan, yeah, he did that, but that doesn't mean like he's going to turn against the town when the undead and stuff.
But it means
up.
He filtered thousands of gold out of this town, and but into his own pot.
Will the town be stronger or weaker for having lost this guy?
At this point, it doesn't really matter once the shipping season is over. A couple more weeks, and all the shipment will be done. And you'd have, you know, what, 9 months almost or whatever.
Yeah, until it has to be
going. So obviously, today, this doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
This just pisses me off.
Well, we just add it to our list.
With a list.
We're going to end up running this damn town anyway. We'll have them all hanging. We'll have them all hanging from pikes at the city gates.
So you go back to the temple?
We'll try again.
Did my servant find a house for me to buy?
You haven't run into him yet.
Her.
Her.
They were all girls.
Imagine that.
That's what you said.
I'm
not.
Short black dresses.
At least the ones I hired were.
Little French maids outfit.
Yeah. Okay. They're all in French maid, dwarf French maid outfits.
Get back to the temple.
Dwarves?
Some of them were.
We'll ask about the kids.
Well, they're from her town.
Yes. They were. A little boy was waiting on the steps, and two little girls came up.
I pluck it.
When you go inside, one of the acolytes hurries up to you and says, "Come, the high priest needs to talk to you."
Oh no! He screams.
No, he screams.
Exactly.
Okay. I hope it's not a damn summoning room.
Okay, you get your.
Is it the library?
Brought into a meeting chamber. Okay. It's just a small round oval room.
Sausages hanging from the ceiling.
Yes. White stone walls. Pretty much like all the rest of it, a couple of tables, a lot of chairs.
Sausage.
When you get there, you see Larrick and several members of the watch, including Torn, and a figure that you recognize as the Sergeant Major. He's pretty much second in command of the militia. Or not the militia, but the town watch.
Wow.
He's the captain's understudy.
This doesn't bode well.
Oh, we'll kill him.
Two figures stand near Larrick, along with his aide, which you've met before. Not the two figures, but his aide. The two figures, bodyguards, you're 99% sure, stand relaxed but alert. Both are human. One is dressed in chainmail of a very fine mesh, obviously elvish, and the other is dressed in full plate.
Jeez.
Why is there an elvish bodyguard for Larry?
No, elvish armor.
It's human.
Oh, okay.
Elvish armor. Insight checks?
Jeez.
15.
So 20.
Okay. 17.
Okay. Anybody gets over a 15
18.
Can pretty much gauge the quality of these two people. They come off as very, very experienced.
They've been hired to make sure we don't just kill Larrick out of hand.
Larrick sneers at you and then turns to his aide and says, "Tell him." The flunky looks apologetic and upset at the same time. He clears his throat. And then reads from an old-looking book, very thick, and glances up at you after every couple of words. Says, "Per city law, anyone classified as adventurers, see section 12C, that take up residence in the town are subject to an excess wealth tax." Section 14. He looks up and grimaces and said, "Sorry, these laws were written when the city was constructed, and they've never been enforced." And he glances over his boss until now. And then he just closes the book and says, "Let me sum it up. You've been classified as adventurers and given special advisory powers to the city council. As a result, you are now subject to laws pertaining to adventurers. This institutes a 10% tax on your goods, except in times of critical emergency."
Excuse me?
When it can be at a discretionary up to 50%.
Good luck.
All my money's on the boat.
I quit.
Bye. Have fun fighting the undead and the hobgoblins.
Exactly.
Enjoy.
Guess I'll be a farmer or a fisherman now.
Yeah.
And then Larrick says to the sergeant, "Right, confiscate their goods so we can determine the proper taxes they owe."
I don't think so.
Sorry, pal.
The aide says, "Technically, by law, they have 24 hours to either have their net worth computed by a third party or leave the city."
See ya. Have fun fighting the army.
And Larrick says, "Fine, whatever. You have 24 hours to..." He points his finger at the sergeant. "You have 24 hours to gauge the value of their goods or make sure they're out of the city."
Is the new high priest actually there? This was all just a...
And then he looks at his flunky and says, I expected better from you. You're fired.
All right, so we have Larrick, two fighters,
a sergeant.
Sergeant Major and Torn.
Why is Torn here?
Probably told to be.
Part of the guard.
Yeah, part of the watch. Yeah.
Well, they're not going to do anything now, though. We don't have to fight them.
Oh, I want to, though. I know. Larrick turns, stalks out of the room. He's obviously upset.
Which, wait a minute.
Well,
He walks through us.
He walks through us.
Is there one doorway?
Boy, he's going to regret that.
Because if he walks through us, he's going to... Is he walking through us?
What are you going to do?
What's he going to do?
He's going to walk out of the room.
Now, wait.
We're standing in the doorway. He's going to walk straight towards
us.
Yes.
We know those two guards of his are good. They're probably a lot better than us. And we don't have a lot of our dailies left.
But there's five of us, six of us, and...
Two of them.
I'm about out of healing.
There's also the watch.
Well, I got all my
several members of the watch here.
Don't know which way they're going
to
jump.
That's why I was just trying to count everything up.
The counselor.
Okay. What's he doing? I'm standing in the doorway.
I will tell him, you have just destroyed this town. The people right here are the only people keeping the evil out of this town. You know that. You've just lost your town.
I'm just upholding the laws of the city.
No, you're not. You're a...
You're a dick.
You're not.
Okay, wait. We can go talk to other counselors. We've got a counselor on our side.
It's not worth it. I'm going to leave and let them all go to hell.
The little children, too?
No.
I just wasted 11 gold on three kids. You should have told me that before I spent that money.
Feed the children.
Jeez. We've got to work on our communication.
Yeah, we do.
Would you please get out of the way?
No. Is this the voice of the whole council
Sergeant,
or one counselor?
These people are forbidding me from leaving this room.
These people have
questions.
You
can go around me.
Is there space to go around you?
Yeah.
If he tries
I'll make room.
Wait a minute. I want to know, is this the judgment of the whole council or one counselor?
How do you obtain
is
that
this,
information?
What?
He's asking.
Are you asking
I'm
him?
Asking him. Yeah. Is this
I'm
the judgment?
I'm talking to you, Shifter.
Wow.
As he goes past me,
mm-hmm.
whisper to him. Get you later.
Okay, he stalks out of the room then.
Alright.
The two bodyguards following, the guy in plate gives you all a little nod as he goes by.
Nod of respect back to him?
Yep. It looks more like a nod of respect and warning.
Yeah, I figured. He'd probably kick half our ass.
And then Torin comes up and says, look, I'm sorry, but the law's on the books and we'll figure something out. We had to go through this. It's the law.
No, I got you. No hard feelings with you.
Be careful.
What is the sergeant of the
sighs and says, okay, what I'm going to need from you is an affidavit stating your wealth. Get somebody to sign it. I would recommend, another council member to say that that's how much you owe and then, pay 50% of it to, another council member. And then we'll go on.
Okay, so basically we're running to Garrick. Hope that Larrick has it.
Garrick, you're wrong.
Will you get her a program?
I have to start writing them down. I can't remember all these people.
I'm dying, and I remember.
I'm not so good with the names. Right, blind guy?
Hell, I don't even know who I'm talking to. And I know who he is. Sound of his voice. I just switched to being far.
Luckily, we have room on the boat.
Yeah.
What do we want to do?
Back all of our ship.
Well,
make a trip to the boat.
Yeah, pretty much. But also go to Garand. Garand or Garand?
You know, if we wanted to, we could seriously screw this city.
Yes.
Well, I mean, that's the point.
If we were to switch sides.
So, I guess my question is, as far as taking the job as an advisor to the counselor, was that the three of us? Or was that the entire party?
That was actually you two.
It was just that two of us.
So he's not trying to tax Bimini?
No, Bimini is going to be included in this.
Okay, and?
Bisford probably not, because he's not really aware of you.
And Tabaktu?
He is now, but Tabaktu?
Well, yeah. do they include hirelings?
Since
because they may think they're just working for us.
No, I would say Tabaktu would not be on the list. It would just be you three.
Because he's known as a mercenary.
Draken and Alyssa. Will be on the list.
But Alyssa's... We don't know where she is. Mm-hmm. Dragon's
she may have already left. Did she leave, Laura?
Larrick is not really wanting to pay attention to what's going on.
Are you looking for her?
Yeah, I
doesn't know that Draken is dead.
Is she in town?
I have no idea. What are we doing with Alyssa?
She is with her folks.
Here in town?
Her family in town.
So they might at some point go looking for her, but that's not our problem.
No.
Okay. What do you guys want to do? We can go talk to Garen. We can go tell the captain that we're off the team.
I say we go talk to Garen. I'm not ready to abandon this city just because of one asshole I intend to kill later.
Well, two, but...
We're basically going to be the town council.
Am I? I think...
I am.
You are.
Is Terrell? No.
Bimini's
no, he's from Anvil. Or no?
No, Bimini's... Terrell's from here, yes.
Bimini's not...
from Anvil.
Yeah. I know Bimini's from
Anvil.
No, Bimini. Everybody else was from here.
No, Spar's.
Visser was some
Spar's place. Not from here, but Spar's not there. Visser's not. But the original five, all of them except for one, were from here.
Okay.
But
so
my girlfriend's
what was your
from
state?
Here.
Okay.
My girlfriend's from here, so...
So, yes, this is your town. You did grow up here. Well, not you, but... Jim, Sushana, Thorell.
Well, I mean, I have a beef with the hobgoblins, but that's pretty much my beef.
Right.
I don't really care about this town.
Well, but I mean, like you say, they're not attacking you yet. Not that they say it won't come to that, but...
No,
if anyone asks, you're just a hireling of ours. They don't need to know... what your actual status in the group is.
I
and
don't
that
know
way
what
you
my status is in the group.
You're a full member of the group.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
You guys really, really like me.
She has a home again and family.
Yeah, if we have to, we'll pitch a tent outside the walls, and that way we're not taking risks.
I don't know. We'll have to find somebody that knows how.
We can hire somebody.
Well, all you right. know, Tabatu's from a barbarian tribe. Surely they lived in teepees or something.
So what time of day is this now?
It's now approaching, by the time you get all this talked out, it's approaching late afternoon.
Okay, so we have 24 hours from now.
Well, from mid-afternoon.
We have a meeting.
We got a meeting morning, 8 o'clock in the morning with the guard.
To review the troops.
Does
get introduced and all that.
Maybe.
Well, we'll see Garon first and get that taken care of.
If you like. Well, I mean, you really don't have any...
It's just a three.
I grew up here, right? I know where Alyssa's family lives, huh? I'm not from here, but I've been here, haven't I?
You know where the Dragonborn tend to hang out, yes.
Okay, go find Alyssa to warn her.
Okay.
Well, she's going to lose 50% of the gold she
right.
got. That's...
If she's not planning on moving away anyway, now's
yeah.
the time.
So,
or before, 24 hours from what the time they find
yeah.
her.
Bimini wanders off to warn Alyssa.
All right.
What are the
if
rest
you
want
to go
doing?
Talk to your buddy, Garon...
I was thinking about killing somebody.
Well, I thought we would all go talk to
I'm telling you, they'll find out who did it.
I know they'll find out. If they can find me.
Yeah, but they might hold the rest of us hostage until you show back up.
Dude, I'm going to be on your boat, so you're going to get me there. So.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
When I'm 1,000 feet
up, on that boat anyway.
What's cloud cover now? Is it the same thing?
500
feet? I mean, 1,000 feet?
Oh, how high up
yeah.
is it?
Yeah.
750. We'll split the difference.
Next time I go to jail, I want to set this ahead of time. I'm going to examine the locks really good so I can just have a key made.
Okay. You have thievery.
Have I examined the lock? I examined it the last two times.
Last time you were in there, yeah.
So I could just go have a key made or make
it
myself.
You could come up with a key that would probably give you +10 on your roll.
Okay, I'll do that in my spare time.
That is damn good.
Can you take a chunk of wax? Shove it in there and pull back out.
Yeah. Well, geez, I've been in there enough. You know, if I can build a robotic hand, I ought to be able to figure out what these monkeys build for a lock. No offense.
You had an impression of a key.
No offense to you guys from here.
What do you think? You go see Garen now?
Yeah.
I say we threaten him as far as.
I say, hey, do you, want,
to have
do
a
you want us to go out and help this town or do you
yeah.
want us to freaking leave?
We're due to have
choice.
A meeting.
There's got to be a law that
you
cancels
can
that one out.
This
well, it's, he said right there in the
it's
reading.
Never been upheld.
In any time in an emergency situation, I guess that's just a raise.
Well, no,
they say in emergency it goes
raise
up
to
50%.
Yeah,
right.
But it said it's never been enforced before.
Right.
Just for us.
Well, it discourages adventurers from spending their adventure money in town.
Yeah, it's designed to reduce inflation. I know. an adventurer comes into town and blows 50,000 gold and throws the entire city out of whack, well, the city gets 25 grand.
Well, and it probably wasn't intended for people of our level either. You know,
probably not.
Like, you know, half dozen second level guys come in and they've got a lot of cash on them. They're not going to stand up to the guard so well. But, you know, half a dozen level 7 people have.
Yeah, we'll go see.
And plus, they don't even know we can firebomb this place.
Flaming ballistic.
Or I could go to my bank vault, get their freaking holy trophy, and throw it to the undead.
Yeah. So you go see Garon.
I'm up on the wall, spitting, throwing it out there.
Are you tagging along? You staying here in the temple?
I'll tag along. I mean,
what about Tabaktu?
What would Tabaktu do?
Tabaktu needs soup. Send him with me, so if I get ambushed.
Sure. Tabaktu will tag along with Bimini.
Thank you.
Three of you will go to see Garon.
Did someone move this walking carpet?
you get in to see him, but no problem, obviously. Yes. How are the preparations for the hobgoblin attack going?
We seem to
hit a standstill right now.
We seem to hit a major snag.
What? Tell me, and I will fix it, whatever it is.
Apparently,
is the captain causing problems?
Not at all.
No.
The
city council has found an ancient law to tax adventurers up to 50%. And Mr. Councilor Larrick has just decided to enforce this law and has set wheels in motion for us to either pay 50% of our
net worth,
or leave in
24
hours.
Us to leave within 24 hours. And at this point, we are apt to leave.
Well, no, that's not necessary. We will, I don't know what he has against you.
What he has against some of us.
I'm not human.
But this team seems to have...
And Bimini, even though he is human, as well.
Bimini.
That's right.
He's been strange lately. I don't know. I will talk to him. We will...
Okay, we've never seen those particular bodyguards before, correct?
No.
And obviously he's raised the stakes, hiring some very expensive bodyguards.
You can assume that those people are very well paid.
Yeah.
Those are probably not the same mercenaries the town paid for.
They were not wearing the red stripe that the town mercenaries were.
Right. Yeah.
And I bet you all the town mercenaries they have together probably couldn't take those too.
Right. So... at this point, I'm inclined just to leave this town.
No, we will fix this. I mean, if he's found some... He snaps his fingers into his flunky, who comes rushing over, find out what's going on. We will... I'm sure this is some private agenda he has with you. I mean, I have to hear about how much you guys need to leave the city every time we get together. And it's just... He's just gone crazy. So we will... In worst case, we will override it, and we will put the law in abeyance until we can have an official vote and get rid of it. Worry about it.
How many other flunkies are in the room?
Just the one.
Now, he is leaving, correct?
Yes. He says, sure thing, and it runs off. So it's just now you three and Garon. And there's a guard outside, but he can't hear.
No, I mean, I don't.
Whatever you say, whisper it lightly.
Yeah. And I'll lean up to his desk, not in a threatening way, but just...
You know... Well, I'm not that kind of...
And I think I've come across some information on another council member that...
Tegan?
That will be detrimental. Could be detrimental.
He just looks crestfallen. What now?
I think that's for another time. Right now we have to deal with hobgoblins.
It doesn't affect the security and safety of the city?
I can't guarantee that either.
It affects the finances of the city, I know.
Finances are not a significant issue right now.
Right.
We have plenty of gold from shipments upstream.
Really?
How much are we getting paid?
Well,
you know, we wouldn't technically be adventurers if they hired us as like the special assault force of the guard.
Me and Brett are not adventurers. Part of the council.
There you go. Well, you're advisors.
Advisors to the council.
But if we were made like...
We should get robes and stuff.
If we were made like, you know, force recon of the city guard and paid, say, you know, 10,000 gold...
Good luck with that.
Well, they're flush with gold. I'm just saying.
All right. We'll just remind him, if this isn't settled...
That's just Bimini thinking.
By tomorrow at noon, we are out of town.
We will get this worked on.
We will stand by our meeting tomorrow morning with the guard to arrange our final plans for our assault.
Okay.
We will honor that meeting. But
the rest is up to you.
Yeah, after that.
We're going back to Anvil.
I won't pay him 50%.
Okay.
Hell, I won't pay him 0.5%.
So he assures you up and down, sideways, and forwards and backs that this will be taken care of. You don't have to worry about it. There is no reason for you to leave the city.
He's going
to
be assassinated tonight. And, that's what happens when you think you got something under control. The guy's going to take care of it. We'll be okay.
No, I just reassured him. We're not worried in the least.
Okay.
We know
okay.
what we're going to do.
Is there anything we can do for you? Anything?
Stay safe.
We will do so.
Watch your back.
Me? I have nothing to worry about.
Yes, you
do. Not from us.
What are you saying?
If you are interfering with the plans of other counselors, and by going around...
Larrick, he's harmless. And crazy with hatred, but harmless.
Larrick, maybe, but the two bodyguards
he may not
just
know about
are
the
not.
Hobgoblin assassins.
He has two bodyguards that are at least equal to us, if not higher.
Still, there's assassins roaming around town, professional assassins.
That is unexpected.
And they're not part of the mercenaries of this town. Again, watch your back.
And also,
there
are hobgoblin assassins in town.
Three attacked us this afternoon.
I see you're still okay.
Yes, we are.
They're not.
They underestimated us.
And they did it in broad daylight.
In front of a tavern.
Unusual.
In your town, and you haven't heard about it yet.
Did you piss them off?
Who hadn't we pissed off?
In a roundabout way, it was courtesy of one of your counselors.
What?
I think we need to leave.
I think there's more to follow on that.
He looks worried and upset as you walk out.
Is he really that naive?
He does not strike you as a worldly man.
What's the cop's name again? The sergeant that's going to...
Driscoll.
Isn't that a cop on some TV show?
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
I think so.
Yes, it is.
I just got a random name. But he's not in line for the captaincy?
No.
Too old?
He's a sergeant.
He doesn't want
the
job. No,
but so is the sergeant major's in line for the captain's job.
Right. Sergeant Driscoll is more of a warrior person. He's a fighter.
He's a fighter. He's not a bureaucrat.
No.
All
right.
I'm going to go find some roast beef.
Okay. So you can go to a tavern or an inn and pick up dinner.
Did I find Eliza's house yet?
You find who?
Alyssa.
Alyssa. Yes. After an hour or so of wandering around, you will be able to get directed to her.
Cool.
She
Alyssa Minnelli.
Leave that alone.
Oh, she's touching stuff.
Take 500 gold.
Say what? Go and tell her what's going on. And that there were assassins that tried to kill us that were hobgoblin assassins. And that I think it's because of the whole we don't know how to build a tent fiasco. And
she tells you she's just another dragonborn in a sea of dragonborn.
Okay, and also lets you know about what Larrick's trying to do with the adventurer's tax, and he intends to apply it to her. So unless she wants to have to pay big time, she needs to either hide it or get out of town.
She doesn't seem especially worried about that.
I can go speak to one of the other counselors. It seems to be other. They're at each other's throats.
Okay, I just wanted to let you know. Also, if we end up running, if we end up abandoning the town because of the politics and stuff, there's a place for you on the boat.
I appreciate that.
And your family.
Is there space?
Yeah, it said it'd hold 40, I think.
That
not comfortable.
My family?
Extended family?
I ain't making like a convoy thing here. We could tow a rowboat.
We're a longboat.
11 families living in a garage somewhere.
Yeah. Or I could make one trip out to the Chinese, to the lighthouse island and drop them off there.
See, we're not, build an airboat dinghy.
We're not Asian, so.
Air dinghy.
All right.
And do I get my I want to tonight before I go to bed or anything. I want to make sure I have my door. Locker for the jail thing done. just okay. in case, because it's looking like it may I may need it.
Okay.
Oh, he also wanted to get the supplies he needed.
Oh, yeah.
He was working on ballistas.
Oh, right.
Because I'll probably have to go to the same place to get what I need to make the tools, so...
Right. I assume you're carrying the bag of holding?
Yeah.
Yep. You can fill her up.
Did we sell the nails?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Then fill it up with that stuff. I'll put the door delocker tool...
In fact, you could probably trade the nails for the basic materials you need.
Oh, okay, cool.
That'll work.
And put the door delocker tool, hide it in my armor. Because okay. it's chainmail now, and I'm assuming there's a lot of good places to hide stuff in chainmail. All my thieves' tools are hidden on my armor anyway, so...
You might want to go by and grab your little thing from the bank and put it in that bag of holding and secret it away somewhere.
Yeah, I don't, just because I don't want Sushana to see it.
I understand, but if they come back and it's on, in your name in that bank...
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Okay.
You better find a place
Our
to hide
understanding
it.
Of this...
Or to find something to hide it into.
This writ...
Mm-hmm.
It allows them access to our living quarters, our bank accounts, anything basically to determine our net worth.
Yes.
Yeah, go to the bank and get the item out. And put it in my... I need something to hide it in. What do I got that you got to hide in it? How big is this amulet?
About the size of your thumb.
Oh, really? Is that
thumb drive?
Yep.
I'm sticking his ass. I'll help you with it.
You will, man.
I'll find a hammer.
Can I hollow out like the handle on my flail?
Sure.
Make a secret compartment in it?
Yeah.
That would be relatively hidden. I'm an artificer, I mean.
Right.
Okay, yeah, I'll do that then.
Okay.
And hide it in that attack flail.
So you'll spend the evening doing that. Everybody yeah. else has dinner, a couple of ales, a few ales.
Not too many, otherwise we're all going around.
I don't want to put it in the spear because Sushana likes to play with my spear. It is a healing spear, after all.
So.
It's full of penicillin, I'm sure. Almost made him spit.
Don't make him spray all over the map.
Especially not like that.
Nasty.
Okay. Tanglefoot bags.
Yes.
Are they available for sale in this damn town? I'm tired of people running off and leaving us.
They are. 25 gold, or you can buy the materials to make them.
What's it cost for materials to make them?
About 25 gold. 25 gold.
So they sell stuff at no profit in this town. I can't understand this town at all.
I think it'd be 50 for this.
I can. Eventually they'll make auto mags.
No, but if you buy enough to make 30 of them, they're 25 gold. Each.
Each. Well, I want to make enough for, I mean,
same money, just spend the money, don't spend your time.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to think. I'll just make five.
There's not going to be a whole lot. I mean, it's just not really a common item.
Right. Are there five?
Sure, I'll let you have five. You'll buy the whole stock of
it. I'll buy.
Okay.
And I would take, how much is that, 125?
Yep.
There it is. Take 125 out of that for me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you want me to give it to him?
Yeah.
One for him.
And then I distribute Tanglefoot bags to the group.
You do, dude.
Yes.
One for you.
There you go.
One for me.
Courtesy of... Hey! I'm buying you an item and you're stealing my gold.
Bastard.
And you're a freaking Avenger.
You don't know me very well.
A freaking Avenger?
Holy Avenger.
Five Tanglefoot bags.
All right, let's see. That's
500.
20,
1, 2, 3,
4,
5. 125. There you go, Dennis. And now, each one of us has one. So if the hobgoblin, whatever, with magic items starts to run away, okay. We got him.
All right.
Getting tired of them getting away with my loot.
Oh, what the the orbs we have?
Uh-huh. Horse orbs?
Yes. What was the stats on those again?
I just thought they made all different colors.
We were having Randy carry... We got some poison ones, too.
It's plus +4 to hit reflex defense. You don't get to add anything to it. It's just a basic +4.
Oh.
And then it's a burst 1, and it does 4 points of damage to everything in the burst and pushes everything 2 squares. Yeah. So it's a really powerful push.
I think we hang on to those for when we're fighting on boats. Because we could put a lot of guys in the ocean with that.
And then pushes how far?
Two squares.
They're actually a fairly special item. It would be impossible for you to duplicate them, actually. Unless you had an alchemist.
But it's anybody.
Damn. Where did we leave that alchemist?
It's not enemies only.
It's everybody.
He's
everybody.
With a wheelbarrow, I think.
600 feet straight down.
Well, he had sent that email about, you know, you have access to a... alchemist?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you want this, you want that. And then it's like, I'm reading that, and it's like, we just pitched him over the boat.
Well, you read it a week late.
No.
But we couldn't trust him to do it correctly, and that was the whole thing.
Okay.
I was the alchemist, I don't care.
I don't care about having somebody that used to be a slaver anyway.
Yeah.
Even if it was the only work he could find. Having been a slave.
All right, I want a good night's sleep.
Okay, you will sleep uninterrupted if you so desire.
I do.
Or do I have to spend the whole night doing that?
No, it's not going to take that long.
Okay, good.
You probably spend the evening doing it while they're out carousing, but...
Yeah, I'm always the one home studying, and everybody else gets to go out and have fun.
But then you...
Of course, when we're on the airship...
You'll wake up, have a decent breakfast.
Now, the question arises, is should we have her sit on the signal... That we need to meet with the airship and we get done with our meeting.
No, I can do that now.
Truck all of our stuff out there.
I've got the ritual to do that.
So even if they do want to inspect everything, all we got is our weapons in our hand.
When is our 24-hour period up?
Save 50 gold.
Today.
At noon?
For each person?
Well, this evening.
Take everything else out of the friggin' boat.
When is our meeting with the guards?
All we friggin' got.
In roughly an hour.
Okay.
While you're having breakfast.
But I said once we meet with him... You know, we've got
after we
3 hours
that,
or whatever.
We can make a meeting with the boat. And nothing else. How we can send Tom Bakhtu out there rowing it.
He can't find it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Stupid son.
Sorry, Scott.
Could she find the boat?
The rock boat, baby.
What's your nature?
She's got to be well educated, though, right?
Boat.
Yes, right.
Get the boat out. She's a noble, so she's probably well educated.
That's
she knows how to navigate.
Yeah.
Don't know left from right. And
six.
That way.
She could pray.
She could try. She may not get lost too much.
Yeah. I don't like that odds.
I'm still saying all you got to do is row out there to the alchemist.
I don't think he's floating there anymore.
So, member of the watch comes up.
He was male, so that makes him a boy.
About 7:45 or so, right as you guys are finishing breakfast. We're ready to have you come by if you're ready to go. He looks fairly young.
Let's go.
Okay.
Let's go.
He leads you through the town. He's chattering about your escapades. He wants to know, you know, what's it like fighting hobgoblins and, you know, were you scared? You know, he's using this sword. Do you think it's a good sword?
Is it a good sword?
It's not very good, no. It looks... It's not pig iron, but it's
We do the thing
it.
Where you hold it up and you go, tong.
Right.
No, this sucks.
Says,
just break his heart.
This is my father's sword.
Was your father a farmer?
Did he die in battle?
Well, no, actually, he never served in battle.
What's his
Let's
name?
Let's not chuckle at him. I just told him his sword sucked. Randy laughed at him.
No, I was asking him if his father died in battle, because the sword might be the reason why.
Yeah, but you said that and then you laughed.
So eventually,
he's using it to cut his wrist.
And it won't.
And it breaks. And that's why he breaks.
So you get to the parade ground. There are men, you know, standing around.
Manly men.
Driscoll is there. There's a.
Are they in tights?
No, they're not in tights.
That's what I was thinking.
Another corporal. The corporal shouts for everybody to come to attention. The mercenaries kind of make a half-assed attempt at it. The watch snaps to. You see they're divided up into six squads with eight men. There are two watch to every squad. And they're also... Sergeant Driscoll will be in charge.
Mm-hmm. We eyeball them.
They look capable.
To judge the relative level. What I mean, have... Like, in game terms, what's our percentage of minions to actually level people?
Well, as far as what I'll end up doing, they're all technically minions.
Well, there you go.
Well, also the hobgoblins you'll be fighting at that point would also be technically minions, too.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to try to have a 100-person battle.
Oh, come on!
With trying to keep track of hit points for everybody?
You got computer assistance? What's wrong with you?
So they all look capable. You figure most of them are maybe level 3s. Actually, you figure you probably have stripped the city forces of most of their mid-tier ability.
Wow.
What's left are going to be 1s and 2s and maybe 5s and 6s. So you guys have got the
best of what's left?
Right.
The best of what they let go.
Right. The squad leaders are probably maybe a 4 or 5.
Pretty good, though. That's a good...
That's a bit more than I thought it would be, so...
So, no, I mean, the city is... I mean, they know how important this is.
So this is not a half-assed attempt at all?
No. I mean, they've obviously given you a sizable percentage of their qualified forces.
Garron has.
Correct.
And the town guard cap.
Right.
Right. I mean, they're all very intent on what's going on.
Well, let's go kill something.
Not today.
Okay. Sorry, I just...
So anyway, they walk you around. Everybody gets to see your faces. You get to see everybody else's. Driscoll will introduce you to all these squad leaders. And you can
Bimini, Bapidi-Boo, damn glad to meet you.
And you can, you know, pass a few words, you know, one warrior to another kind of thing. For the most part, they look like... They at least respect your ability. Because they've heard all the tales and they've seen the results. I mean, some of them were cleanup crews for some of your scenes of devastation. Obviously, some of them are going to hold you in awe, especially the lower end guys, or think you're gonna, you know, the god's gift to warriors and fighters.
Artificers.
And artificers.
Sorry. Something
in my mind. So you spend, you know, half an hour or so making the rounds. Then they dismiss them, and Driscoll will talk to you for a while about their plans, and, you know, he's figuring to leave somewhere around 2 a.m.
Okay.
This morning.
Correct. Yeah. Well, about 18 hours from now.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, do we mention our troubles with Larry to Driscoll?
No. He's a fighter.
He doesn't care.
Well, he'd care if we don't show up.
You say we may meet you on the outside of the wall.
Yeah, if
yeah.
You wish to,
you know,
your gut feeling is if you guys don't show up, he's gonna go ahead.
Right.
Right.
So it's
because I mean he knows it needs to be done.
Exactly. Right. Right. And so do we, but we just may have to meet him outside the walls.
Right.
Okay. Well, the current plan is that you guys will be here around 2 a.m.
mm-hmm.
and they will all form up and gear up and head out.
Excellent. Does he have any specifics on a tactic yet?
Not until we see the layout.
Okay.
Oh, I meant to ask you something earlier. Are the cemetery for this town, that it's outside the walls, but is it made from the same kind of stones that the city is?
No, there's no stones.
Like mausoleums or anything?
No.
Oh, okay.
There may be some mausoleums, but...
For like the Larrick family?
Yeah.
Because they better start...
Well, I was just wondering if maybe that was the reason they didn't try and like raise the dead or something here, was because they were protected by the same thing that guards the city.
I don't have a problem with that.
Just make sure it's not someplace you're going to build condominiums or something, because then you end up having a diggy mug.
Well, that'd be fun, too.
Why?
Did my servant ever come back with the information on real estate values?
Oh, yes. You could probably get a fairly good size structure for maybe 40, 50 gold a month.
No, I was looking to buy.
Ah.
Cash up front?
Yeah.
Good God, man.
Well, it'd solve our housing problems, but that's if we don't get run out of the city. Hey, if I own a house in the frickin' city, am I an adventurer? I own real estate. I'm a property owner.
You're definitely a resident, though.
I got rights.
While you're adventuring, you're classified as an adventurer.
But if I'm back in town living in my house, Bimini just turned into Spar.
To who?
Spar. The old black man.
So, you got the rest of the day to kill?
Sounds a little more like Chekhov.
So 40 or 50 gold, I could rent a wooden structure?
Yes.
A big, like...
I'm talking warehouse size.
Okay. But it's a house.
Right, because a lot of the warehouse shipments upstream now,
uh-huh.
So a lot of the warehouses are now sitting empty.
Oh.
They just have boxes and barrels and crates in them.
Are they big enough to build an airship in?
Or just park one?
Just park one.
We're trying to
roof open.
Yeah, but you would need a lot of work to hide one in there.
That would be cool, though. We'd come in the dark at night.
Yeah.
Land over the roof. Pull the roof back closed. Nobody's wise.
Right.
And we put a guy outside sitting at the gate. He's got these steel plates on either side of his ears. No one knows why.
Right. So, how do you plan on proceeding with the rest of your day?
Are we going to pack our stuff up?
Yeah, I'm packing up all my stuff to put on the rowboat.
Okay. The longboat.
Same.
Go to the bank, withdraw everything.
Yeah, I've already done that.
You're being careful with that emblem?
I made it. Well, you don't know. You being Vistra, you don't know. You don't even know I've got it.
No, what it is. What
yeah, only the people that were there at Dartmouth know about that I took that.
Okay, so we pack up all of our stuff.
Okay.
How many trips on a longboat is this going to take?
Not that many. We've got the
just our stuff.
My stuff
The one trip. I mean, you've got the bag of holding, which will hold quite a bit of it, and then the boat is mostly empty.
I mean, I don't have much anything to go out there, you know. It ain't like I got a lot of shit.
Right.
Mainly the thing I got is a bag with my gold in it.
And like your arrow making tools or something.
Yeah. But I'm keeping 50 gold here, and the rest of it's going out there. Search me. I'll pay tax on 50 gold. There you go.
Okay, so you're in the temple packing up. When you come outside, Larrick is standing there.
Jesus.
With his bodyguards. Mm-hmm. He is...
And that's what I come out and I say, Cord.
He looks furious and apoplectic and...
Oh, good. Maybe he'll have a stroke.
What does that mean?
That means he's...
I have no idea. That's way out of my pay grade.
Apocalyptic?
No.
No, not apocalyptic. Apoplectic.
Epilepsy.
He's going to suffer from apoplexy?
Yeah, he's having a seizure type thing.
That's epilepsy. It's not that.
And he's all red-faced. Apologetic? And looks like he's about to
explode.
He's furious.
That word.
He's furious. He's pissed.
If you can't spill it, you can't use it.
I mean, he's so mad that he's spitting. And
not on me. Not more than once.
Well, he's not like spitting on purpose.
It's just frothing at the mouth.
So I see you have your pet counselor who has kept you in town. Dabs a finger. She says, I will see you out of this town.
At all of us?
Or yes, he just...
I see you're impotent as usual.
Come by at 2 a.m. You can wait by.
2 a.m.? Insight checks?
I'm guessing he doesn't know anything about this.
What you got? 15.
I didn't actually hear what I rolled.
13.
I got plus 5, so 18.
17.
Rolled a 2.
Got a...
You were looking the other way.
Apparently.
Ooh,
I was probably gripping my flail.
Son of a...
Does he go to 21?
Yeah, you're true. Don't kill him. Don't kill him.
My arms
are... You get the impression that he's not so much mad as scared. He's not necessarily furious, but back in there somewhere, you think he's more scared than furious.
Oh.
Why do you care whether or not we're here?
I know why. I think I know why.
Because your kind pollute this city.
There are hundreds, if not thousands, of other non-humans in this city. Why us?
He just sputters some more and turns and stalks away.
Olive skin makes good kin.
Thank you, Klinger.
Well, I relay my insight to the rest of the group. Guessing he's got somebody who's leaning on him to get us out.
This is a footbag for you and Tabaktu.
Don't you?
Well,
I bet it's a big, icky white guy.
I mean, I'm looking at him and I'm thinking... Somebody has been messing with his mind.
Yeah, the big white icky guy.
Okay.
He can take over.
And previously, we know that somebody was messing with his mind and forcing him to
do things.
Do things that that were not necessarily logical. And it could
very
well
be
that he's been pushed off the deep end and he is no longer a rational being.
Well, okay, if the white guy that can control things' minds and raise the dead out there had control of him and... Or at least communicated with him and told him, you need to get rid of these people out of the town or something bad's going to happen to you, and he just got shown that he can't do it, I think that'd make him afraid. Other than that, I can't think of what in this town he would be afraid of.
But I mean, if that was happening, wouldn't he be getting kind of an aura thing going off anyway?
I don't know. Can I do a check on him as he's walking away?
Sure.
Five.
You don't really pick up anything coming.
Wow, I wonder where he got those pants. His ass looks great.
He's been working out.
He's been working, yeah.
That's Arcana. 20?
No, you don't sense any magical emanations from him.
What about his guards?
19.
That's a 30.
You sense some significant magic about their guards.
Hey, now, you know, I didn't want to fight him just to fight him. But if they got loot, that's entirely
That's a whole different,
different
story. Yeah. Can I have an action point?
Yes, you may.
Can I have an action point?
Action points all around.
Woohoo!
There's one for temple.
Did you go up?
No, I didn't.
Way to go.
Way to go, Banana Heels.
Banana Heels?
Stephen King reference.
It's what?
Stephen King reference? Come in! Butter's done.
Butter? Are you turning?
So,